transmission. You are the resistance. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Satanic High Holiday, celebrated by pagans for tens of thousands of years. It's May 1st, 2026, and the Democrat-controlled court that ran the show trial in Texas had the receiver start turning off the internet and told us to get out of the building. We went and got an injunction filed at the Third Court of Appeals. They agreed with us. But still, it's basically a stalemate. I'm not going to violate the orders of the receiver from the court. They, of course, had their own court hearing with all the corporate media there and declared that I was sabotaging things and that I was doing these terrible things. Just all complete bullcrap. That's what they do. Remember a year and a half ago, oh, we own it, we got it. And Stephanopoulos says, well, the judge put it on hold and said you didn't have the highest bid. Oh, we got it. And then you heard for 2 weeks they were in the building, they ran it, they owned it, they had the website. No, they didn't. No court hearing, no certification. But they knew that the judge, it's obviously in their hip pocket, was going to hand it over to them at the hearing yesterday. So we went and got an injunction. And I guessed over a month ago, seeing the planets align, they were planning a shutdown April 30th, May 1st, and we nailed it. We were right. And so... The original InfoWars base, I mean, where I've been for 17 years, and InfoWars around before that, but that particular fabled office, so much history happened, so much tyranny was crushed in, so many incredible interviews and exposés were broken in and exposing the COVID tyranny, the inside jobs of 9/11, Trump's first big interview when nobody would interview him by myself. I mean, it's just legendary, and it lives on. It only gets bigger. The InfoWar belongs to all of you. There's Drudge right there. Defiant Alex Jones makes vow in final InfoWars broadcast. Real war begins now. And here we are on the Alex Jones Network in this little broadcast studio. We've got the big podcast studio. We have much bigger studios that are being built right now that'll be even better than the original studios. And again, I don't own the Alex Jones Network. I am the news director. And so they can piss up a rope. They've said their goal is to take me off air. They don't want money. Then they run around screaming, I won't give them money, and I have all these hundreds of millions of dollars, even though they had the federal court for 3 years do four outside audits at a cost of $3 million of the estate. They got $10 million out of the estate total, and the Sandy Hook families, this Democrat Party front groups, they call it the families, but it's huge charity groups that raised $300 million off my name on record, playing victim. They never want any of the money out of the court. They always say they want it for more PIs, more investigations, more audits, IRS audits, all of it. IRS said, oh, my gosh, you were paid taxes $4.3 million the last 5 years. And then that went to them. And they say they haven't got a nickel. Lying, 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 lying. And every audit found that we are as straight as an arrow because we are, unlike them.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, alexjoneslive.com, and the link, alexjonesapp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
Defiant Alex Jones makes Val in Final InfoWars broadcast. We're going to air some of that coming up. You missed it last night, about 10 o'clock at night. Real war begins now. Live link, DrudgeReport.com. Thank you, Matt Drudge, for that. Always been a supporter of the show, been a good friend. Now, and I guess in a way he was right about Trump and I was wrong in many ways, but this became clearer and clearer. Hopefully we can salvage something out of Trump. Here's the deal. I told you this over a month ago. We know the threat escalation ladder. It's horrible news. We're just accelerating towards the point of no return on this. Israel said bracing for Iran fighting to resume soon as Trump briefed on military options, including ground invasion of the Strait of Hormuz, because they can't open it. And that will bring us deeper into the quagmire, and I predict failure initiatively, then the U.S. will triple down. We'll have success at great cost. Probably take months, and the world economy will go belly up. It already is starting to. U.S. cable outlines new construct to control Strait of Hormuz, asking all these other nations to join in and basically, I guess, fight Iran. That's not going to work. They've already refused. Eye-opening graphic shows how Iran war is the most unpopular conflict of the last 76 years. We'll get into that HD graphic from the Mirror. But I don't need to trust the polls. I talk to the public. I have all these big guests on who are pro-war, anti-war, you name it, that are prominent, like Gavin McInnes, who's all over everything constantly and travels the world constantly and is an iconoclast. And he says, no, you know, 89% of all of the conservatives he knows are totally pissed at Trump. But Trump has a CNN poll he keeps talking about from 3 weeks ago that 100% of MAGA support him. He says 90% of Republicans are MAGA. I think they were. And then he says, but 100% of MAGA is for the war. I mean, even when the Russians used to have Pravda put out ridiculous fake polls, they never said, oh, the Politburo has 100% support. I mean, who believes that? If you're going to gaslight me, if you're going to screw me in the patootie, at least use some lubrication. I mean, this level of screwing us is like raping someone with a giant cactus or something. Pentagon calls timeout on war powers. Congress had said that when the war went 60 days, they would call up a vote again. It only failed by one vote to force a vote for full war powers, to get a vote to have the vote. And no, the Pentagon talked to Congress and the Democrats and Republicans. They're like, okay, we'll just give you more time. And meanwhile, Israel's government and military is putting out the talking point that why Trump will be a failure if he doesn't get all of their uranium. That's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. They already had one failed attempt at a raid in the middle of nowhere to dig it up, and they tried to spin that as a rescue mission. And that's Israel goading us. Yes, attack again, Trump. Yes. Yes, break the ceasefire. We'll break it, as they've already been doing. Yes, you're a failure. You've got to stay in the war we tricked you into and lied you into. And Iran said a month ago the casualties of the U.S. are much bigger and the damage is much bigger, and now we're learning that's indeed the case. We don't know exactly what's going on because we're being lied to, but it's coming out that we're being lied to. And some will say, well, you're not a pro-America because you're against this war. Well, if I was I was alive at the end of the Vietnam War, but I was only 2 years old, and you're running around in diapers, but studying it, I would have been against that war, and I was against all the other wars. It was about making money. It was a war game. They knew it wasn't going to be won a few years into it by 66, 67 internal reports. That's what Daniel Ellsberg later leaked. And so they just rope you into something and say, well, we can't lose. We've just got to stay in. It's like if you go to Las Vegas and you're at the roulette wheel and the craps table and you're playing blackjack and you're losing, 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 losing. You drain all your bank accounts. You dump your 401k. You've been up for 3 days. And you mortgage your house, a second mortgage on the house, so you can keep betting because you got to get out of the trouble you're in. No. Stop. Stop. Stop being a degenerate gambler, Trump, and gambling all of our futures. You already see what's happening. The Pentagon was right. Eric Prince was right. Tulsi Gabbard was right. Joe Kent was right. The Chairman of the Joint Chiefs was right. They told you don't do it. Don't do it. I said, don't do it. 62 days ago in this chair at the Alex Jones Network backup studios, now the main studios, for now. And I laid out a 3-hour live transmission that Saturday morning exactly what was going to happen. And it's happened exactly as I said because, again, this is still a war game. We already know that. And now the numbers are coming in on inflation and all of it's out of control. And the top economists are saying this is going to not just kill the recovery, but create a global recession or depression. There's already energy shortages all over the world, massive shortages in fertilizer up to 30% that will trigger mass famine after the summer next year because this is the planting season. I mean, this is a monumental disaster, and then Trump tries to say, well, we don't need the Strait. Well, we do need the Strait. Well, you better give us the Strait. Or, well, we've already won. We'll just have a blockade for another 4 months, and they'll economically collapse. Now it's 4 months. I don't have to remind you how many times we've been told that we've won this war, and we've had regime change. And then Marco Rubio 2 days ago goes, well, we killed the more moderate people, so we now have more hardliners in. That's why we can't get a peace deal. You don't think when Israel advised you to kill the mullahs and their families that they were more moderate? That was known. Israel was trapping us, giving us advice to get us deeper and deeper and deeper in this. And I'm not on some crusade against Israel. But Israel is on a crusade with its leadership to have a wider Israel and rope us into it and delusions of grandeur and all of this crap. And they want us fully committed to this. And now they're saying all of Lebanon and they want to go after Turkey, the largest conventional military in Europe. And if you think the Persians are bad, the Turks are, you know, a mix of Muslims and the Eastern Roman Empire, Constantinople. And they've been known militarily as some nasty, nasty buggers. And they've got a lot of high-tech weapons. That's where we've got nuclear weapons. We store nuclear weapons there. I had family back in the 70s ran the nukes. The Nike 3s or whatever they were. I mean, it's just, we got even more high-tech crap there. What are we doing? Now our so-called ally, and I'm not a fan of Erdogan, but I'm just saying he is our, quote, ally in most things. Now Israel's got a big appetite. He wants to eat the giant elephant that's Iran, and then they look over at Turkey. He's equivalent to like 15 elephants. Let's eat that. But Israel is a pygmy compared to them, but Israel looks at us and says, well, America can swallow it like a giant boa constrictor. And you get arrested in Israel if you report on the damage. They've arrested hundreds of reporters and citizens. UAE's arrested thousands of reporters and citizens that show what's going on. The damage is far worse. They try to black out the satellite imageries. So we're going to be getting more into that. Then there's a lot of really interesting news today Unusual earthquake swarms strike near Area 51, sparking fears of secret testing. Absolutely insane. DOJ releases high-quality HD footage of White House correspondent dinner. Now photos of him, more manifestos. His family saying he was planning it, and still people think it was staged. Now, it's okay to think that because we've been lied to a lot. I'm just saying in this case, it doesn't look staged to me. Well, Caroline Leavitt said shots will be fired tonight. That is the most overused term about debates and roasting. I mean, I have been on a whole bunch of shows. Just last month, where they go, oh, that guy really came after you. Shots fired. I mean, everybody knows that. So, oh, no, it's staged. She said shots fired. Do you think if they were going to stage that, they were going to have Caroline Leavitt in on it and all the D.C. police that were there? They're just all in on it. They're all in on making this up. Nothing really happened. This guy's really just an actor. I told you SPLC hired actors because we found the purchase orders and where they did it for Charlottesville and found out the entire leadership were literally worked for Obama in just the months before and just so happened to be in, you know, gay pride groups. I said at the time, that's a bunch of gay dudes from the theaters, from three universities, which they were, coming and doing it. Here's how they're actors. And then the Southern Poverty Law Center had a Georgetown group sue me over it, and it got dropped at trial. Remember all that? So I know when something's staged, and I know when something's not. But now people hate the government so much, which I get, that they just think everything's staged. No, everything is not staged. There's a lot of incompetence in the government as well. And now because of all the internet and all the phones and all the stuff, it's very hard for them to stage stuff like they used to. I mean, if they tried to bomb Oklahoma City again like the Clintons and the Southern Poverty Law Center did in 95, they would never have gotten away with it. They didn't get away with it at the time. There's the cops that show up the scene and everything else that everybody saw. So, if you just now tuned in, I know what you want me to talk about. And I know it's at the top of Drudge. And all over the news, and I woke up this morning at 5 a.m., went on X, it was one of the top trends, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of posts and comments and articles and videos. InfoWars closes, and my email box, my phone, my cruise phones have just been blown off the ringer, melting down, people confused. And I let me explain now, since we have millions and millions of people tuned in conservatively, What happened? Okay, it's a long story, but here's the longest, short, simple thing. There's a Texas receiver through the show trial court, Soros, literal-funded Democrat judge. They run for office here, Maya Guerra Gamble, who ran the HBO-produced show trial three-plus years ago, and when the federal courts wouldn't hand it over to these groups and have fake auctions with The Onion a year and a half ago, they kicked it out about a year ago back to the state court, and she appointed a receiver. His wife left him, and that guy committed suicide. I never met him. Sorry for him. The new guy comes in, and because there was a federal criminal investigation of what these groups had been doing, six criminal investigations being run by Ed Martin. You only learn about one of them in the news. And then he sent out letters and told people to keep their records, prepared to be talked to, you're under investigation, basically. They all froze up, and they didn't grab the company, and the guy just said, carry on and operate, but we'll take any profit and you know, put it over here in this kitty for these people. And they've already gotten $10 million. So when they say they never got any money, that's not true. Okay, so they've been sitting on top of us for 3 years in bankruptcy and anything extra they got. And I've, for a long time, not even been paid by Free Speech Systems. So they started also trying to, you know, oh, no longer, you don't even get paid anymore, okay? So, but the crew did. So I've just said, I'll sit here and just play this out in the courts. This is on appeal and all the rest of stuff. Not giving them what they want. Not giving up because more and more stuff was coming out. Then 6 months ago, Todd Blanche, the acting deputy AG, now he's the acting AG, publicly said, oh, Jones doesn't deserve to be protected. And ABC News, I've killed Ed Martin's criminal investigation into what's going on. With Alex Jones, the DOJ previously, and the CIA, and these Bloomberg liberal foundation groups raising $300 million off my name, saying I was hurting people, which I never did, and playing victim and all the rest of it. And so as soon as they thought that that criminal investigation was closed, all of a sudden about 3 months ago, the receiver says, okay, well, the yearly internet provider systems and internet security and Cloudflare and all that stuff. It's like $50,000 a month or more. You have to sign a year contract with them. They don't do month to month. We're not going to sign that. And it was the same. The lease came up, but we're not going to renew that. And then you know, cell phones started getting turned off, you know, not paying the bills. And so we would talk to these companies and say, we're trying to work it out. Well, finally, about a month ago, I'm in there with the accountants, and they said, yeah, we don't think they're all talking to each other, but just last week, five or six of our providers have called, and they said, that's it. May 1st, we're turning you off. That's how all our bills are always paid right at the start of the month, professionally. And there's plenty of money to pay the bills. But so I said, well, looks like we got a shutdown April 30th, a month ago. And people have seen us survive so much they didn't take it seriously. I said, no, this is really serious this time because this is, you know, the bill's not being paid, like the rent. And then they're not signing an extended lease. And so now the landlord's showing the building to people every few days. And I mean, we can be shut down any time. I'm like, so I think May 30th, we may not survive that long, but we did. Then 2 weeks ago, I wake up and The Onion says, we've bought InfoWars. It's ours. We're in the building. We have the website. It's ours. And listeners are calling saying, are they in the building? Is the Alex Jones store really them? And no, they haven't. There's been no court hearing. It's not true. But they're all over the place laughing and saying, we worship Satan and we're gonna take over and pretend we're Alex Jones, destroy him and tell lots of lies to hurt him and hurt his people. And yeah, that's InfoWars.com right now. And that's whatever the internet provider company put up there. I could have just killed it since it says off air. So I didn't do that. So. I guess that happened like at midnight last night. And that's what they told us because they've been watching all this. And so I guess May 1st rolled around. That was it. Bloop. So everybody's saying, well, wait a minute. If The Onion's blocked by the Third Court of Appeals, how then did you have to leave? I'm going to say it again. We were told by the receiver, you have to leave at midnight, May 30th, 2 weeks ago. Right after The Onion announces that they own it, which wasn't true, my lawyers talked to the receiver, and they said, yeah, we're going to lock the doors on May 30th at midnight, have everything, all your stuff out of the building. And we're going to send private security, some private detective firm, and they gave our security their number, and we called those people and said, okay, we're friendly, we'll leave, just so you know, because the left previously in court cases with them, the 2 years ago when the U.S. trustee from the Justice Department got fired by the judge and the CRO in the bankruptcy at the time, they just got up and the judge's like, why did you send in private security and kick him out of the building on May 31st, 2014? And the Pat McGill goes, well, there was a firearm issue. And the judge goes, tell me what it was. And he goes, well, I can't tell you. And there was no firearm issue. And so the judge goes, all right, this is your last day. You're gone. Your final thing is to hand the bank accounts back over to Mr. Jones. And then it's a rotating deal. The hearing went on for hours, and then the judge goes, now there's not a CRO. There is a new U.S. trustee being brought in, and that day they appointed him, Chris Murray. And then 6 months later, he stages a fake auction that the judge ordered a real auction, so he gets really mad at him and says this looks like, you know, fraud and stuff. I don't want to say you gave something criminal or it's fraud, but it sure looks like it, and there was no auction. So he tried to get that past him to give it to The Onion, financed by Bloomberg. So this is all the craziness going on. So we're like reaching out to their security people saying, hey, we're going to be gone. Our security will be here to hand you the keys. We're not going to fight you because who knows what they'll tell them. I got out of there early because I really was worried they might false flag or something when their people came and would say I did it. So because they're always doing this. And the judge is like, you're going to tell me what the gun thing was. And he goes, no, I can't tell you. The judge goes, okay, you're fired. I mean, just, you know, these people are insane. It's like when Stephanopoulos asked Ben Collins, the CEO of The Onion, who used to be the head censorship guy at MSNBC, who go around terrorizing other talk show hosts and other networks, getting them kicked off by going after sponsors. And Stephanopoulos says, well, how can you not have an auction when the judge orders it? And how did you do this? That doesn't sound legal. He goes, it's Alex Jones. He goes, it's Alex Jones. And they got the head of Bloomberg's gun control group. Every town, he starts nodding his head. They're like, It's Alex Jones. I mean, we're allowed to do whatever we want to this guy. Come on, man. I already played that clip 100 times. I'm not going to play it again. You want me to? It's Alex Jones. Just type in Ben Collins, The Onion on Stephanopoulos. So, you know, on the Sunday news show, top story. So they already did this a year and a half ago. 2 weeks ago, they do it again. And we learned they had this hearing yesterday in Gore Gamble, the Soros show trial judge. And she was going to hand it to them. And they admitted that at the hearing yesterday. My lawyers were there. They had all the big national media, TV cameras, CNN, NPR, AP. They were all there. I wasn't there. I was on air. And their lawyers reportedly freaked out, were saying, this is a scam. It's dark money. They threatened the judges. They control the judges. How is the Third Court of Appeals? It's three liberal women on that panel, and they keep ruling against them because what they do is not legal. I mean, I can tell you the stuff. There was a hearing almost a year ago there. I was at it. And the panel's asking them, how did Judge Guerra Gamble find him in default when he gave them all the discovery? And then how, 2 weeks after the jury found him liable, because she told him to, did she add on elder abuse, because the guy was 63 now, to break the caps from $5 million to get it up to $47 million? You know, judges cannot, 2 weeks later, find somebody liable for something that wasn't even in the jury charge. And the lawyer goes, it doesn't matter what you do. He goes, we've won in Connecticut. So this whole hearing, it doesn't even matter. And even Bloomberg report on it. So they go, we were going to keep hearing evidence, but we're going to rule later on this. And they get up looking at him like, I mean, I've never seen judges like. And these judges don't look like Guerra Gamble. Looks like a crazy clown. They look, you know, distinguished. These are serious judges. So, but they're liberals. They go, okay, this is over. And my lawyers are like, my God, we've never seen something like that. Ooh, they are done. So they all get up. I go out and I'm talking to the media, and Bankston comes running out going, oh God, Alex, you look so good now. Oh gosh. You'll never stop. And he runs down the hall and down the stairs like cackling witch. You can hear like. And I'm like, I'm in the Twilight Zone. Doesn't matter what you do. We'll still win because of Connecticut. He's telling the judges, you have no power. Basically. I mean, yeah, that's Guerra Gamble. So, I mean, this is cuckoo town, okay? And you got to see it to believe. So I'm told he was doing that on the cameras yesterday, but I haven't seen it yet. I guess it was so embarrassing. I looked for it. I guess AP and CNN didn't put it out or something, but I mean, I actually feel sorry for these people. They're so nuts. And they've created this idea that I'm this demon so they can just do whatever they want. It's like they can commit any type of bizarre, horrible behavior they want and act it out. But because I'm the bad guy, they're allowed to do it because I've been dehumanized. And none of it's true. Everything they say about me, it's literally them. And now the public knows it. Now they've lost the court of public opinion. We'll go to break and finish up on this. I'm going to move on. But this is a revolutionary operation, folks. And the good news is everybody's Alex Jones now. The majority of people that are the most popular talk show hosts, not just here around the world, sound just like me. Because I actually knew what I was talking about. And now people aren't getting brainwashed by me. They're finding out the same information and looking into it and going on the same path as I did. It's game over, bitches. I have been very blessed and honored in 32 years on air and 28 years of InfoWars to have seen the whole world change. When I first got started, almost nobody knew about the globalists. People were literally in the dark. Look how far we've come. We are exposing them. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings, the poison COVID shots, the open borders, the global wars, the 5G, all of it is coming out. Humanity is rallying. This is the fourth turning. This is the great awakening. It is the answer to their great reset. I am so proud of humanity, and I'm so thankful to all the viewers and listeners who over the years have supported us by prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at thealexjonesnetwork.com. So InfoWars has been shut down, but we've launched the Alex Jones Network. We plan to crank this sucker up. We got new studios, they're even bigger, being built. And we want to go 19 hours a day live by the end of 2026 from 5 a.m. until midnight. So
If I build it, will you come? Yes, I know you will. So now more than ever, go to thealexjonesstore.com and get incredible supplements. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red is proprietary. Our bovine colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, incredible collectible knives, and so much more. You are literally financing the tip of the spear and the resistance that the tyrants and the globalists hate above everything else. InfoWars is a proven winner. They have a URL. They have an old studio. That means nothing. You are the InfoWar. And if you accept this mission, if you take action, if you spread the word, if you share our links, alexjoneslive.com, the news site, the live feed, the articles, the videos, it's incredible. If you share the feed with everybody you know at alexjonesapp.com, the free Droid or Apple download of the app, it is insane. All the power lies with you. That's why callers call in and thank me. I say, thank me. I would fight this no matter what. I'd fight it in a ditch. I'd fight if I was homeless. We're all in this together. You have all the power, but you have to use the power now. Share the feeds, alexjoneslive.com. Share the URL, alexjonesapp.com. And go to thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel to wear your uniform of liberty openly and proudly. It's such an adventure to wear this apparel and to get the incredible supplements that will empower your life so you'll know how real this is. I only sell stuff that really works, so I want you to get it and take it and love it and have a great response. We have a 90+% reorder rate. So many of you are on the fence. Take action now. Step into a wider world. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and support this broadcast. But regardless, take the feed, take the live links at alexjoneslive.com/show. And on Rumble, and Relox Shows on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those links, and it changes the world. You are unstoppable when you decide to get up at the plate and take action. This is real. This isn't hype. You've seen the results. Now the ball's in your court. AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere. You are unstoppable. The globalists are in deep crap. Take action now at AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. And I want to be clear, I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, does. We've got a major deal with Rumble to push our information. It's already top on Rumble, but to supercharge it. The most important coordinate in this fight is Rumble.com/AlexJonesLive. Rumble.com/AlexJonesLive. We are already at the top of Rumble, but we're going to go even further partnering with them. This is the Coordinates of Liberty. Take action right now at rumble.com/AlexJonesLive, and we are unstoppable. The power of humanity is unstoppable if you simply unleash it now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Hey, and we have the new podcasting studio. Studios even better than the old InfoWars studios will be done soon. Thanks to your support at our sponsor, the owner of the Alex Jones Network, the wonderful folks at Bigly that are powering much of Steven Crowder's operations, the Hodge Twins, and over 100 other major clients. And I just love watching the leftist lawyers on national TV going, well, yeah, he can go work somewhere else, but we'll get every nickel he ever makes. They've already shut up about, we know he really owns all these other companies. He really owns the sponsors. No, I don't, you jackasses. These are established companies. And by the way, I don't want to be the owner. I don't want to be the boss. I'm going to be the boss of all the great new shows, including Late Night Special, two-hour show. And it's going to be incredible. You ought to see these new studios. Oh, my goodness. Goody-goody gumdrops. You're going to love them. All these big stand-up areas where I'm going to get up and walk around, all the other hosts. And a lot of the hosts will be remote reporters. We're going to crank up to 19 hours a day is my goal by the end of the year. And that means 5 a.m. to midnight. 5 a.m. to midnight, baby. And we're going to have shows in these big stand-up, those are huge screens, and all the stuff on X. We're mainly going to go with X, because it's the best. It is number one now, obviously, for years, since Musk took it over. All the breaking live feeds, all the things happening, guests popping in, calls, spaces, video feeds, and hosts will come in for like an hour, just bam, bam, covering it all, getting a guest on. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Like TMZ, but better, how they stand up and, you know, talk to the guests and all that and have all the screens. It's going to be just, you are going to love it. And you are the ones building it like Field of Dreams when you go to the AlexJonesStore.com, which, again, I don't own. So they can piss up a rope. And guess what? People are asking, how's he operating? How's he living? I live in Texas. It's a debtor state. I get to have my house and my car and my medical. And guess what? I like to go to the Longhorn Steakhouse because I think their steaks are better than the fancy downtown ones. The steak costs $100. The steak that costs $28 is better. I like going to the blue-collar place. I don't care about money. I never had all this money they said I had. We made a lot of money, and I put it back in the operation. So they just keep declaring their victory and, oh, we're going to hurt him, and we're going to do all this. I'm going to work more because of you doing this, okay? You've lost. You failed. What we cover is the dominant culture now in the West and spreading worldwide. The globalist, the leftist cult is failing everywhere. Now, it's too bad that Trump has gotten derailed off into insider trading and Israeli delusions of grandeur and all the rest of it. But you notice, even though I've been criticizing Trump, the left hates me even more now. Because the Democrats aren't blocking Trump on Iran. They love it. They're all part of the same thing. Oh, they pay lip service against Israel, but they don't mean it. It's absolutely insane. So finishing up on The Onion, then I'm moving to all this other news and huge guests today. We got three of them that you do not want to miss. We got an in-studio guest down the over in the other studio. Myron Gaines coming back in since he's here in town. Jesse Beltran with huge news on MKUltra and what's been breaking. We got news of the economy and more. I'll probably take some calls as well. Harris and Smith is going to come in today, knock it out of the park, 3 to 6 p.m., the War Room. And then very soon we'll bring back shows like the American Journal. We're probably going to change some of the names because we've got cooler ones. And then we're going to start bringing in lots of one-hour shows. One-hour, live, hard-hitting, boom. They come in, break some news, hit some stories, have a guest on, come back, break some more stories, hit some news, boom, another hour. Like the War Room with Bannon, which was my original plan, but we never got around to all that. That's great. Like, I could see the way the web was going and, you know, trailblazing as usual. That's the plan. And then it's in development, but with a badass set and badass hosts. Fox has the number one late night show, and that's because it's witty and it's funny. Combined all the other late night shows on the viewers they have. I guarantee you, when we launch this late night show, it's going to be funny, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a little racy, too, because I never said I was a pilgrim. Nothing bad, but, you know, occasionally, in bikini contests. We're going to have dwarves with, you know, throwing them as yard darts. I mean, it's going to be an extravaganza. Oh, we'll bring the llamas back, too. So, and I won't be the main host, but I will be popping in for the silly Alex everybody misses so much. And I'll be doing my stand-up there and all the rest of it. I've already been invited to do stand-up at the Mothership and everywhere else and around the country, but I can't really travel a lot because I'm so busy. But you're gonna get the fun, Alex. I got to control myself. It's like a little wild, as everybody knows. Let's just say I'm going to have my hand in this new show all over it, my signature, and the silliness is next level. So, and I'll be singing, too. We love our Somalis. We love our Muslims, too. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet. I'm going to stab your daughter at the mall. Ooh. Going to stab your mother, your son. Ooh. And then the police chief is going to say, we love our Somalis. We love our Muslims, too. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet. Lots of that off the cuff. Maybe once a week the Joker's going to show up, my alter ego, the evil, pro-New World Relic shows. And there's going to be a British aristocrat that supports King Charles and depopulation. Let's just say a character fashioned after Prince Philip, his late father. That's when the dress, the rabble, serfs, the peasantry. Oh, yes. Oh, we want him off the air. We want to modulate his reach. We want to stop him. You just added rocket fuel, baby. Come on, come on, come on, baby. Come on, come on, come on. I got you in a stranglehold, baby. Come on, come on, come on. And Ted Nugent's already told me I could use this song whenever I want. It's going to be the theme song. And Ted Nugent's going to pop by and play Star Spangled Banner for us. Does that sound like a fun show to you? Billy Corgan, everybody else. Does that sound fun? And everybody else wants to come on. Well, Charlie Sheen even says he'll come to town and come on the show. And everybody else, and all these directors and people that are sick of the system. It's going to be a lot of fun right here in the ATX, baby. But I want to just finish up on The Onion and what's going on with that. Because they said they're going to steal my identity, because they said they want to hurt my viewers, because they said they want to say they're me and wear my skin, these are quotes, even if they are successful getting it, which it looks like they're not going to be for the second time, it's a civil rights violation. And I want them to know, you are going to be sued. And the people that are on national TV saying they're taking my corrupt business operation that's criminal off the air, that's, we want to take you off the air because you're a criminal. That's bowels of forethought, intent to do harm, cut and dry. So you get to know that what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And now they're getting more and more and more and more and more and more pissed off. And they don't understand that I have whole coalitions of sponsors and groups and organizations that under the law can come in to all these suits as a public service against you. And so you want to know, where's the money coming from? Oh, you're going to find out where the money's coming from. The money hasn't even come in yet. I've been beating you in court with pittance, with the $300 million you spent against us. No. All these groups want me on the air, and they want you stopped. And so they're all lining up for all the lawsuits that are coming. You want to fight? You got one, sweets. You got one, cuppy cake. And we haven't brought out the whistleblowers, the royal flush, the stuff we got, okay? You think what we got's bad now? And it's bad. It ain't. It's like a 1 compared to a 10. And you're going to be politically, lovingly, nonviolently flame broiled like a whopper. So, I'm not doing this for vengeance because of what you've done to me and my family. They sued my parents, bankrupted them. Of course, they were totally innocent and that came out. They don't care. It's so you can't keep doing this to other people. Oh, look, The Onion's bid to take over. Alex Jones InfoWars is in limbo as a new court battle emerges. Pull up the articles from a year and a half ago. Onion's bid to take over InfoWars in limbo. That's how it always starts. And then it doesn't happen. Then they just quietly go away and then come back with a new operation. Remember 2 weeks ago, we have it. It's ours. We won. It's ours. Now, oh, it's in limbo. Oh, okay. Look at this. The Onion's plan to take over Alex Jones InfoWars in limbo, AP. Let me always use an old picture of me when I'm 60 pounds heavier. That's fine. A Texas court puts the brakes on Alex Jones' InfoWars deal. I'll tell you, Democrat, liberal, appeals court, all Democrats. The Onion and Tim Heidecker's InfoWars takeover delayed by Texas court. And they're literally on TV and on X saying, and on Sky, or whatever that communist channel is, literally saying, I've threatened the judges or bought them off. Oh, the judges are going to love that. No, you people bring them stuff that's certifiably unlawful. It's an insult. Just because you got some kangaroo Soros judge that'll do your bidding doesn't mean these people are, they may be liberals, they may be politically wrong on some things, but they're not crooks. The Onion and Tim Heidecker's InfoWars takeover delayed by Texas court. The Onion's bid to take over InfoWars moves to the Texas Supreme Court. Ha ha, they filed this emergency motion to have them block it. Oh yeah, they even, so they think almost all Republican court is going to do them better than the Third Court of Appeals that's liberal. Okay, good luck with that one. And by the way, you know what's in my sleeve right here with all the stuff you've done? About 15 other actions. See, if I'm a submarine and I pop up, this is an analogy, I don't mean actual violence, and there's, say, the Nazi battleship or whatever, and I'm an American sub, and I pop up and I got my torpedoes and I'm only like 600 yards away and I know I've got them dead to rights, I don't want to waste my torpedoes. I got more ships I want to sink. So I go torpedo one away. Now I've got them already loaded, more torpedoes, but if we blow them sky high with that one, we don't need to waste them. But right here is like 15 other torpedoes, see? And they're all loaded, and we're having debates about it today. Should we just make sure fire a couple more? Yeah, I think it's, yeah. And then we got, and then everybody's pissed off about what you got caught doing, so now the submarine's being loaded with more torpedoes. Oh, thank you, torpedoes! Mine! Oh! See, I like fighting tyrants. I'm a sheepdog. When I see wolves chasing the sheep around, I don't get scared. I just get excited and piss myself with joy. Because my great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy was a sheepdog, and his great-great-great-granddaddy was a sheepdog, and his great-great-granddaddy was a sheepdog. And we're just sheepdogs, and we love the little sheepy weepies, and we don't like the little wolfy wolfies. And the wolfy wolfies don't like us because our jaws are about three times bigger and meaner. We're real nice to people, real nice to the sheep, but we're not nice to the wolves. No, we're not. And so when we see the wolves, well, we start salivating because that's what we're bred to do. So here's a quick, just historic, the last InfoWars transmission. We may beat them and get back in there or whatever, but I'm more and more excited about the new studios and all that. Just we fought so hard, we left it all on the table. People supported us. I got to thank the viewers and listeners. It's all because of you, God working through you. I salute you from the bottom of my heart. The crew, what they've gone through, I thank them times a trillion. So let's go to that old battle-hardened salt on screen, Mr. Potato Head, and hear what he has to say last night in the final minutes of the transmission.
I should be happy, and I am. Like, everything we said is coming up. But I don't need to read the news. I don't need to read a study. I see young people dying of heart attacks and sterilized everywhere, and I'm just like, where's the justice? Sure, Fauci's hiding out. That's good enough. And sure, they indicted Fauci's top lieutenant. Good. What is that really about? And sure, they indicted the Southern Poverty Law Center. That's great. But is that another game? I don't know. But I know this. If the establishment thinks they're going to get out of this and kill a bunch of us and keep this ballgame going, I will assure you they're going down with the ship. And that's not a threat. At a certain point, we have a right to defend ourselves. That's all I know. And the stuff I've seen in this fight has educated me. I mean, you think I know so much? I don't know much. These show trials I went through showed me so much. Like, I knew there were show trials, but not like a Truman Show. Like I said, the second trial in Connecticut, I look over, it's the same script on the judge's desk when I'm up testifying. I had punched the stomach, like I said earlier. I was like, oh, my God, it's the same script. It's literally a script. When you realize they're so corrupt, they have coordinated scripts run by the CIA in court hearings, And you're just like, oh, my God, I thought I knew how bad it was, and I was naive. And when that hits you, it's like a horse kicking you. It is like being kicked in the balls by Godzilla. And then you just say, oh, my God, I've studied this for decades. I don't know how bad it is. How do I get the public to wake up? And that's why I don't blame the public that can't wake up, because this is so big. Well, guess what? You got to challenge it. You got to face it. So I want to thank, and I mean this, folks, when I thank you, as I hand this over to Mr. Renz, I want you to understand, like, I mean it from the very bottom of my soul, the center of my heart. I'm a fighter. I hate tyrants. I hate bullies. I've always hated them. And you keep me in the fight. It's the most beautiful thing ever. And I just want to thank you for the, since 1997 with InfoWars and 1994 since being on air, and 17 years in this building. And we're going to do the Alex Jones Network tomorrow, alexjonesapp.com for free. So you can find it all there. And alexjoneslive.com is a new news site. It's all there in the same stations, satellites. I just want you to know that this isn't me putting a good face on this. This is the reality. Our enemies are falling apart. We have to have faith in God. And what's going on? Like 10 people just ran into my studio. Is this a big giant party going on here? Oh, they want to have a toast. All right, all right. I know this is going to happen. Before I turn this over to Mr. Renz, my point is that this has been beyond epic, and this has been 100% organic and real. You know, whenever they sued us, they would always ask everybody, who gives the orders? Who's the foundation people? Because they were all getting the orders. Guess what? My orders come from God, from my genetics, from who I am for humanity. And that's what they can't stand, is your orders come from God. And remember, the devil's biggest trick is not that he doesn't exist. That's the second biggest trick. It's that good doesn't exist. You know, watching and listening, that you are overall good. You want good. You're not perfect, but you want good and you love God. So I tell you now, your destiny is in your hands. And so they think they're going to have their big victory. They think it's all funny. They think it's all cool. No. This is the beginning of the end. We don't ride on Trump. He rode in our train. He was useful as far as he went. But humanity is unstoppable if we get in alignment with God. So go to Christ, pray to Christ, ask for God to atone you and to rebuild you and to lead God and direct you, and we will win. So I'm going to hand the baton for the next 30 minutes to our guest here, Tom Renz, then Jay Dyer is going to take over. And then we're going to air hours of all the Sandy Hook documentation that was run by the CIA and the feds. And then we're not here anymore because they're turning the power off at midnight. Private detectives are coming in to close the doors, and they're going to act like they've got their big-ass victory. But notice the state court just blocked the little rat-confessed Satanist from coming in to wear our skin for months while we launched an operation. We're going to sue them for civil rights. We got whistleblowers. We've only begun to fight. But it's only because you buy the products at thealexjonesstore.com that we're able to do this. They keep asking, why are they doing this? Why do they keep fighting? Who's the deep state? Who's the deep money? It's you. You are the deep money. You are the reason. And here's the great part. Our new owners, our new people, I have full control as news director. Everything I want, host everything. They're ready. And I will sit there and live in a modest house with a modest car, which I love. And they think, oh, we'll take your money, Jones. Shut up. I'm ready to die for this. You think taking money from me does something? It makes me want to strangle you spiritually. It's a joke. It empowers me. And so now you've got all the people and the network that's launching that we're going to hire all these hosts, all this stuff, who are ready with all the people who know to sue your ass back. We don't just take lawsuits. We sue you and we win and we have your whistleblowers. We have you. You've walked into our trap. Because we don't start fights, but we finish them. And that, I'm telling you, it's all glory to God. I never bluff, folks. If you knew what we had, the whistleblowers, the documents, we have royal flushes. They are screwed to the moon. And all glory goes to Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father that leads, guides, and directs us. We are commit ourselves to God in this holy fight. And we are committed. And if God stands with us, who can stand against us? And that's how I close out. So I salute you all. What a crew. The hell we've been through has only made us stronger. Let me ask you, would you have it any other way?
No.
Are you not stronger now in this fight?
Yeah!
I salute this crew and all the viewers and listeners to this fight, and I commit myself to Jesus Christ's hands.
As tears subside.
God bless the InfoWars.
You are the InfoWars. It lives forever. We're going to play Frank Sinatra Blue Eyes and come back with the great Tom Renz and then Jay Dyer to close this out. God bless you all. That's it. The next phase starts. The real war begins now.
Not in a shy
way. It's the nuclear age.
Oh, no. Oh, no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way.
And they think it ends and it just begins as that Falcon Heavy launches out to launch and to deploy the Alex Jones Network, alexjoneslive.com. We have just begun to fight. Surrender? No. We're going to start hour number two. Remember, the only variable is you sharing the live feeds at Rumble, the Alex Jones Show, on X, Alex Jones Live, AJN Live, Real Alex Jones, and purchasing the products at thealexjonesshow.com. And today is the last day. Happens only every few months where you can get both vehicles in the sweepstakes, 100x entries every time you buy any product at thealexjonesstore.com for the Raptor, for the Super Humvee, $20,000 in cash, so many other great things. But the products, the methylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum, the best atomic iodine out there, we've got it all at thealexjonesstore.com. And all the great Patriot apparel and so much more. Get it now and watch where your money goes, the great products you get back, and the results you get as we politically nonviolently tear the throats out of these wolves and crush their bones. Hour number two straight ahead. Go now to thealexjonesstore.com and be part of history. Because of God's providence, I was able to get on air in 1994. By 1996, I had a local radio show with number one ratings because Freedom's popular. By 97, I was syndicated. God's hand has been on this operation. It's incredible. We set up InfoWars, the URL, in 1997, 28 years ago. And finally, the Democrats, after almost a decade of attacks, have been successful shutting it down. But they don't control the InfoWar because the InfoWar is not a URL. It is we the people. It is you. And that's where we are right now. So our enemies hope and pray they can claim we've been defeated and you believe the lie and go back to sleep. It's not going to happen. We together, not just myself, but the viewers and listeners and our guests and our crew, are the epicenter of the great awakening against the globalist great reset. So this is your mission if you choose to accept it. Take these two URLs, alexjoneslive.com for all the news articles, all the videos, the live streams, and hit your email list, your text message list every day and say, the forbidden information is here. AlexJonesLive.com. And then, this URL is just as important, AlexJonesApp.com, where you can download on Android and on Apple the free Alex Jones app with our live feeds, news, and more. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so critical. We have people power. It will override the AI. It will override the globalists. But you have to get excited, and you have to take action. The Alex Jones Network is launched. AlexJonesLive.com is launched. AlexJonesApp.com is launched. Now the ball is in your court in this victory as true patriots, as the vanguard of the resistance against tyranny, as modern Paul Revere's, to take your ride. Do it now and share those URLs, and we are unstoppable.
Weeks and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
heard they are putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking Gorns gay. Oh, shit. I think I really pissed him off this time. Jones to Central Command, get me out of here.
Alex, we're tracking you now. I can have you up here in a few minutes.
I don't have a few minutes.
I'm coming to get you! You can't hide from me, you crazy conspiracy theorist piece of shit!
Look, McBrain, don't take all day on this. It doesn't have to look fancy.
Okay. But this would look better if I had more time.
Just beam me up.
Prepare to transport.
We are ready to beam up Alex Jones. And by the way, you look smoking hot in that uniform.
I know.
You guys really need to get me out of here.
Gotcha!
Now, energize.
Yes!
Slam dunk.
I hate you, Alex Jones!
Put me on screen. I need to send an urgent message to planet Earth.
Okay, Alex, we're patching you through now. You are live in 3, 2, 1, go!
Ladies and gentlemen, what you just watched was science fiction. But what I'm about to tell you is real. Because truth is stranger than fiction.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The globalists think they've had a victory shutting down a URL, InfoWars. The InfoWar belongs to people. The war on for the mind is universal. And we are witnessing the great awakening of populism and the fourth turning right now. If you think the New World Order's been exposed so far for their Epstein pedophile rings, warmongering, and more, you ain't seen nothing yet. And the next chapter in the InfoWar starts now at alexjoneslive.com. That is the coordinates of the tip of the spear in the resistance. And also go to alexjonesapp.com to download on Android and Apple, our app for free, to watch the show. Well, Bloomberg and the Democrats think they've shut down InfoWars. It's just a URL. But the InfoWar is we, the people. The real power of this operation is you. So they are desperate right now. They are panicking. The whole world's waking up. They are praying that you don't share these two URLs. AlexJonesLive.com, our new news site, with all the articles, the streaming, the special reports, everything they fear. And AlexJonesApp.com, where you can download the free Android and Apple apps and then share with everybody you know. So take those two URLs, get your whole email list, your text message list, tell your neighbors, your friends, your family, perfect strangers. The second American Revolution worldwide is happening right now. The spirit of 1776 is alive and well through you. Take action now at alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. The ball's in your court. Now take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Radio and TV stations, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them on the satellite, blasting out, exploding on Rumble at the Alex Jones Show and at Real Alex Jones on X and at the network channel at AJN Live. Be sure and follow us there at AJN Live. Drudge Report has this top link. Thank you very much, Matt Drudge. It is one of the top trends on X and everywhere else. Millions and millions of new people are tuning in right now because the Democrat Party and their rigged courts have spent 7-8 years in lawsuits and lawfare trying to shut us down, and we're finally able for now to shut down InfoWars yesterday. And the second attempt by the Bloomberg financed and controlled, that's on record, Onion, I'm going to finish up with this movie and other news in a moment, but you guys did find the clip we always play. There's hundreds of interviews they did, but I didn't even watch them all. I watched dozens of them a year and a half ago when they're on Stephanopoulos on the big morning show, Sunday morning show, saying, well, you didn't make the biggest bid, and the judge says he's going to overturn it. And they're like, well, it's Alex Jones. We're allowed to do that. And so now here's the breaking news. The Onionoids and Ben Collins has been reposting this and boosting it, linking to it, are calling for me to be Charlie Kirk. That's right. Here's the article. It's at alexjoneslive.com. InfoWars is down, shut down. You can't go to InfoWars.com, but you can go to alexjoneslive.com. Get your email list with it, your text message list. Say, Alex Jones is back. They failed to suppress him. He's covering absolutely critical information we're about to get to on the war, on the economy, on national sovereignty, Congress hearings, all admitting that they knew the poison shots were killing everybody. I got huge information we're going to be breaking down coming up next hour on that. This is a massive transmission today, hardcore info on the British royal family and their secrets coming out. Also, weather weapons being confirmed, being used against Iran and others. I'm going to move out of the Onion coverage in a moment, but everybody's wanting to know about this, so I've been covering it. Kirk has asked. Go read the full article, see all the tweets and all the blue sky comments at alexjoneslive.com. Just one word, alexjoneslive.com. Kirk has asked. The Onion's blue sky followers lodge death threats against Alex Jones as InfoWars closes. Users on the leftist-dominated social media echo chamber platform Blue Sky lodged death threats against Alex Jones and his iconic news empire. InfoWars came to a historic close. And it just goes on from that. On the last day of our broadcast, the deranged Blue Sky followers, the printer cut all this off, and CEO Ben Collins, whose second attempt to hijack the brand was blocked by the court late Wednesday, called for violence against Jones and urged people to kill him. Gay, homo, fag Ben, proud in me in the ass, Collins, and Tim Satan worshiper, Pedo Heidecker, the person wrote, are fomenting violence against InfoWars over Blue Sky. That's what Rob Deuce said. Kirk his ass, one user replied. We'll show that to a post of Collins. Yeah, let's show the actual HD article that's got it all at alexjoneslive.com, please. And it just goes on from there. So we can't, let's, yeah, oh, it is on screen. I'm looking at my TV here. So, yeah, just scroll through those, and you can see all of this for yourself. So, good luck. guys, can you guys pull up the, just type into YouTube, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Star Wars Episode 4, Obi-Wan Kenobi,
Darth Vader battle or Darth Vader strikes down Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's like 2 minutes long. It's so, what an iconic scene. I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master. Only a master of evil, Darth. Your powers are weak, old man. You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. You should not have come back. What an iconic archetype of this. Did killing Martin Luther King make him bigger or smaller? Did killing Mahatma Gandhi make him bigger or weaker? Did killing Jesus make him weaker or stronger? I mean, come on. I don't want to die. I'll never commit suicide. But a Viking death with the sword in my hand of truth, I have zero fear of that. Because I know I'm telling the truth. And that is the last refuge of these scumbags is violence. Like they just tried killing Trump because they hate him so much. And, you know, I've got issues with Trump. He deserves to die at the correspondence dinner last Saturday. So let's go to this clip. Here it is. So I'm Obi-Wan Kenobi, and here they are hoping for this, not thinking as Satanists do, two or three steps ahead of what the after effects will be. Here it is.
We meet again at last.
For you, Obi-Wan, we meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Only a master of evil, Darth.
Some old friends.
Is the ship all right?
Seems okay if we can get to it. Just hope the old man got the tractor beam out of commission.
Oh, we got the tractor beam out of commission.
Knock.
Come on, R2. We're going.
How's the kids go?
Ben?
Oh, you've defeated us. Oh, terrible. Help me, I'm weak. Oh, the Jedi taking over.
No, 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 you will die. Unlimited power! Help me! Oh, he's going to kill me! Oh, I'm weak! I can't hold it much longer! I can breathe! I've been waiting for this a long time, my little green friend. I don't put on an act of victory. I know it when I smell it. So I'm reveling a bit.
If so powerful you are on the dark side, why run?
So, here we are on the Alex Jones Experience. And I just, it's so crazy. Like, it's just all insane. They lined up to cut the internet power off today so they could give it to the Onion. It's been blocked by another court because they violated every law that you could imagine. We have dozens and dozens of actions. We just fired one and it was successful. And we're like, my lawyers are like, let's hold these back. So, and the dumbasses that Michael Bloomberg has funded to do all this, running around in their compendium of work, obsessed with pedophilia, Satanism, and saying that's their humor, and they're washed up. Well, they never were successful, so they're not even washed up. It's just beyond pathetic. But I've just spent an hour and 17 minutes of the broadcast mainly covered. Well, the first 20 or so I covered this right over a minute. So I've just spent an hour on this, and I'm done unless more developments come out. But you got to love them calling me a scumbag. There are people calling for me to be murdered. And every time a leftist kills somebody, they say, oh, it's staged. But here's the Onion head, the MSNBC, Rachel Maddow producer, that runs the Onion, the failed publication. What an evil piece of SH, you know what? I cannot wait to take over, he said yesterday. A visibly toasted Alex Jones, surrounded by his crew, says they're going to turn off the power at midnight. And the InfoWars studio, that's the bad guys, until we're going to air hours of Sandy Hook documentation. I said documentation of the CIA and FBI running it. Now he's making about, he's being mean to the families. There were 20 families, three of them that ran charities raising money sued me. There was no Google searches until they got ready to sue me in all the years before because I barely ever covered it. They just said that to play victim. And they make it about, oh, I'm being mean to the families. And all of this ridiculousness. The public in general knows the truth now. And that's the reality. Okay, shifting gears now. Let me tell you what we got coming up. I'm done. But people want to know what's going on. They want to know what's happening. You want to fight the tyrants. You want to fight the censors. Share the new URL, the jumping off point for our Rumble feed, our X feed, our own internal feed, special reports, articles, our great reporters, all of them. At AlexJonesLive.com. AlexJonesLive.com. It's right there on screen, right there. AlexJonesLive.com. Bookmark it, make it your homepage. It's got a 1990 statement. Kind of dating myself. Share it everywhere. Have a huge effect. The bad guys hope you don't. And download the free app at AlexJonesApp.com for Droid and Apple. It's often on the number one news app, but it's right there in the top 10 always. And it's having an absolutely huge effect. So, AlexJonesLive.com. And when you have the app, the shopping cart's on there for AlexJonesStore.com or the AlexJonesStore.com, you get an additional 10% off on top of it. So everybody should get that app right now and share that app and say, if you want the forbidden show, go here. All right, now, we've talked a lot about this, but we're getting deeper, 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 deeper into it. It's like if somebody has emphysema from smoking 5 packs of cigarettes a day, and they tell grandma, if you don't quit smoking, you'll be dead in 6 months. If you stop, you might live 10 years. And there's so many old people and literal grandmas. My dad's mom, great lady, but she lived with Dr. Pepper and cigarettes. And they die because they don't stop smoking them. And we've already put the clips a few weeks ago from 2 years ago. Elliot saying, I think Trump's going to get reelected. He's got a great economic plan, but Israel's going to try to get us into a full war. And he's not even anti-Israel. You know, he's a theologian, focused on the family, previously board member, all that. Top economist, biggest silver and gold broker in North America, says the best prices, all the rest of it, the highest ratings. And it is our sponsor, so we want gold and silver. He's the place to go. But he nailed it saying he's really worried about this years ago.
over 2 years ago on my show and a year ago and 6 months ago. And here we are, 62 days into this fiasco, and the Israeli government saying Trump will be embarrassed and lose the war if he doesn't commit ground troops to the Strait of Hormuz. Israel said bracing for Iran fighting to resume soon as Trump briefed on military options. U.S. cable outlines new construct. Well, Trump's older plan to have other nations join. They've already said no. Eye-opening graphic shows how Iran war is the most unpopular conflict in 76 years. Pentagon calls time out. Congress refuses to challenge the war powers, though they said they only gave them 60 days before they'd vote. Now they're not continuing the war. Latest war will be one big failure if Iran's enriched uranium not removed. They can always say it hasn't been removed. They can always say it's secretly hiding somewhere, just like Iraq was all based on that. So same lie, repeated over and over again, the same unattainable goal. Pentagon said, told Trump there won't be regime change, 90%+ chance. We were right. All you that called us traitors were wrong. Now it's killing the economy. To break it down is top economist Dr. Kirk Elliott of KEPM.com/gold. When you go to that URL, he knows you're coming from us, and then that way we get the support because that's how this works. So KEPM.com/gold or 720-605-3900. Call up, get a free phone consultation. Set up the email or over the phone, and they will talk to you. They can roll over all sorts of instruments. They're the place to go. They're the highest rated. It's all I'll bring you because I want to bring my listeners stuff that they love, that's successful, so we have a relationship long term. Not trying to sell you some scam one time. I want a long term relationship with you like a husband and wife. Okay? You say who's wearing the pants here, if the listeners are. But the point is, I am your bitch. And so I want you to have a great response, have a great time, whether it's the supplements or any of it. I want to have the best T-shirts, the best designs, the best ball caps, one of the best supplements. It's real simple. Kirk Elliott sells gold and silver at wholesale, which you can check the price every day. Type in, what's the wholesale price? That's where you get it. That's what you get. You cannot, and you can sell it back with no fee. Nobody does that. Okay? This is the place to go. Yeah, I'm plugging right now, but he's talking about this. Dr. Elliott, thanks for coming on with us. We probably won't hit the economy in a few minutes. You got to go at 50 after. I understand that because you're a busy man. But what do you make of the latest attack on InfoWars and what they've done and how it blew up in their face again? But they cut the internet, so we had to leave.
Well, it's expected. I mean, sadly, this is a war against truth, right? And they want to silence you. We've been dealing with this. You know, I've known you for years now, and this has been this ongoing battle, and they think they won. But they haven't, Alex. I mean, this is what's exciting is that you can't hide the truth. You just can't. It's going to keep permeating.
The Bible says, lives. You're the theologian. What's the verse where nothing hidden will be hidden? It'll be cast back on the shore.
I mean, that's a good paraphrase of the verse. But truth will always be revealed, right? God is love. God is truth. The enemy is going to, he's cloaked in the darkness, right? And he has lies he's the deceiver. And, you know, all of this stuff he is going to stop the truth at all costs. Because here's the thing, the enemy knows what the end game is. He's going to be banished to hell for the rest of eternity, right? And so this is this cosmic battle that we're just seeing the physical manifestations of right now. Nobody that's evil wants the truth because it exposes, right? It exposes the darkness. And here's what we know, that light and dark can't coexist at the same time. If it's dark somewhere, the light, even the smallest little flame, this a little lighter in a dark room will light up the room, right? It's like you can't have dark cover light. Light uncovers the dark. And that's this battle that we're seeing right now. And so I just want to encourage you and thank you for fighting. And
I want to thank you and the listeners supporting us. This is not me. This is you guys. You're the variable. The only reason I'm here is because of sponsors like you and the listeners, Kirk. So don't thank me. Thank Kirk Elliott.
Well, thank you. I mean, we've got a ton of listeners who have gotten their assets out of harm's way because of your message. That's just great. And
well, let's tee this up. We got 3 minutes to break. What's the current state of the economy? We know it's getting bad because of the Strait of Hormuz. Now Trump wants ground troops.
I mean, it's getting bad. So yesterday the Fed met, right? And they decided, let's just hold and pause on interest rates. Why do they do that? I mean, I thought that the Fed was so smart and they could control and manipulate the economy. This Iran situation is like the thing that they can't figure out, right? The longer that this goes on, the more inflationary pressures that there are, and therefore they're going to have to raise interest rates, right? But if it ends tomorrow, right, what are they still going to have to do? Probably raise interest rates. Like we talked about last week, this bottleneck, this logjam of supply chain disruptions because this has been shut down for so long, it's not going to stop even if this conflict ends tomorrow. It's going to go on for probably three quarters of a year as supply chain gets reestablished. Now, it might have an immediate impact on oil because perception is reality, right? But supply-wise, the world isn't getting stuff. They're not getting fertilizer. They're not going to get oil anytime soon. Natural gas, things coming through the strait. There is a huge bottleneck, which is why the Fed decided we're not going to make a decision on lowering or raising interest rates right now because we don't know what's going to happen, right? But I'll tell you what's actually going to happen long term. They've got to raise interest rates long term. You know, short term, it's an election year and you've got the political cycle and there's going to be a propensity to try to lower rates right now to stimulate the economy. But long term, this is just economics 101. You've got the inflationary pressures from unrelenting printing of money, from supply chain disruptions, ultimately globally. I'm not just talking about the United States. I'm talking about globally, central banks are going to have to start raising interest rates to slow down that inflation, which is why Japan has been raising their rates because they've had decades of mismanagement, zero interest rate policy. The inflationary pressures are so high right there that now the yen carry trade is over, which we've discussed a lot over the last couple of years. But these inflationary pressures, Alex, are not going to end just because Iran may or may not be over anytime. And so expect rising interest rates down the road, which is actually going to kill the bond markets.
And then if the Trump recovery fails, what happens? There's word that Google's really about to buy Apple. That's all disintegrating. There's a lot of shakeups happening. Remember the dot-com bust about to happen. The CEOs are getting ahead of it. Let's talk about it with Kirk Elliott when we come back. I have been very blessed and honored in 32 years on air and 28 years of InfoWars to have seen the whole world change. When I first got started, almost nobody knew about the globalists. People were literally in the dark. Look how far we've come. We are exposing them. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings, the poison COVID shots, the open borders, the global wars, the 5G, all of it is coming out. Humanity is rallying. This is the fourth turning. This is the great awakening. It is the answer to their great reset. I am so proud of humanity, and I'm so thankful to all the viewers and listeners who over the years have supported us by prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at thealexjonesnetwork.com. So InfoWars has been shut down, but we've launched the Alex Jones Network. We plan to crank this sucker up. We got new studios, they're even bigger, being built. And we want to go 19 hours a day live by the end of 2026 from 5 a.m. until midnight. So if I build it, will you come? Yes, I know you will. So now more than ever, go to thealexjonesnetwork.com and get incredible supplements. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red is proprietary. Our bovine colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, incredible collectible knives, and so much more. You are literally financing the tip of the spear and the resistance that the tyrants and the globalists hate above everything else. InfoWars is a proven winner. They have a URL. They have an old studio. That means nothing. You are the InfoWar. And if you accept this mission, if you take action, if you spread the word, if you share our links, alexjoneslive.com, the news site, the live feeds, the articles, the videos, it's incredible. If you share the feed, everybody you know, at alexjonesapp.com, the free Droid or Apple download of the app, it is insane. All the power lies with you. That's why when callers call in and thank me, I say, thank me. I would fight this no matter what. I'd fight it in a ditch. I'd fight if I was homeless. We're all in this together. You have all the power, but you have to use the power now. Share the feeds to alexjoneslive.com. Share the URL, alexjonesapp.com.
and go to thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel to wear your uniform of liberty openly and proudly. It's such an adventure to wear this apparel and to get the incredible supplements that will empower your life so you'll know how real this is. I only sell stuff that really works, so I want you to get it and take it and love it and have a great response. We have a 90%+ reorder rate. So many of you are on the fence. Take action now. Step into a wider world. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and support this broadcast. But regardless, take the feed, take the live links at alexjoneslive.com/show and on Rumble and Alex Jones on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those links and it changes the world. You are unstoppable when you decide to get up at the plate and take action. This is real. This isn't hype. You've seen the results. Now the ball's in your court. AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere. You are unstoppable. The globalists are in deep crap. Take action now at AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. And I want to be clear. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, does. We've got a major deal with Rumble to push our information. It's already top on Rumble, but to supercharge it. The most important coordinate in this fight is rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. We are already at the top of Rumble, but we're going to go even further partnering with them. This is the coordinates of liberty. Take action right now at rumble.com/Alex Jones Live, and we are unstoppable. The power of humanity is unstoppable if you simply unleash it now.
Down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go
well, the Onion supporters
will.
Are now calling for it to be Charlie Kirk. Here they are a year and a half ago on Stephanopoulos on the National Morning News Show, Sunday News Show, saying, oh yeah, we won the bid, we got it, and they didn't win this. And they just keep trying. It's so pathetic. But that's what the left does. They never give up like zombies. Here's a short clip. We'll go back to Dr. Kirk Elliott.
Overnight, the judge in charge of this put a hold on your purchase, raising questions about the process, raising questions about transparency in the bidding process. What do you make of that? Are you confident this is still going to go through?
Yeah, look, we won the bid. We own InfoWars, and we are very excited about that.
But is it true that you didn't have the highest bid?
We did have the highest bid when you take into account the family's concessions here. They made a concerted effort to make this the best and highest bid for everybody involved. So we're very excited to take that over. And look, it's Alex Jones. If he just handled this graciously and moved away, that would be the funniest part of this whole situation. Obviously, that is not something that he's going to do in the situation.
So you're confident this is going to go through?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what role is Everytown for Gun Safety going to play in
all this? We're going to be the main advertisers, and that means anything from a banner ad to a link to video to creating content together.
So that's Michael Bloomberg financing all this.
Run on for a long time.
Why do they want us off the air? Because they know we've got their number. Dr. Elliott leaves us. This indictment of Fauci's main advisor for covering up function is so huge. Big new developments just happened in that. They wouldn't have done this if they weren't serious to go after him. They're not just doing some indictment, fake indictment like Comey. This is very real. We got massive intel on that. Some of the biggest COVID news ever is about to break. But Dr. Elliott, going back to you for the next 10 minutes we have left.
We want Trump to succeed. You're a big Trump supporter. I still love Trump compared to the Democrats. Just the course he's taken is so crazy. Now Israel says you better do a ground invasion. He was briefed yesterday on ground invasion. He's talking about doing it. That's why I had to like say, hey, you're crazy. 25th Amendment, if you want to nuke them. The Israelis are pushing nukes. This is a trap in the threat escalation. Most analysts think that we'll get pinned down there. It's a heavily fortified, gigantic area, thousands of square miles. Trump doesn't have military understanding. He's being set up, in my view. What do you think?
I think that if this doesn't end, I think that Israel is probably having us come to their bidding because we're America and we've got a big, huge military. And I'm not saying that they're small either, right? I mean, they can handle themselves. But this is, to me, all about the control of oil, right? And who controls the oil? The big bankers.
No, I mean, I get if Trump could pull this off, like I said 62 days ago, I would hope it would work when Israel said 4 days. It's about China. It's about Belt and Road. It's about the IMEC corridor. We explain all that. We get why he thinks he's doing it. The point was the Pentagon said it's not going to work. So everybody says, oh, you're with Iran. No, it's not going to work. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we had talked about how this wasn't going to be quick, you know, quick 3 days in, you know, just and get this job done. What we're dealing with here is a religious ideological battle that really is it boils down to like the Jewish people against the Islamic people that goes all the way back to Isaac and Ishmael in the Old Testament.
Well, hold on. Their thing with Iran's 3,023 years. It's even older than Islam.
Yeah. So being politically engaged. Now, we have to stop rogue terrorist regimes. I get it. What I'm saying is this isn't going to end anytime real soon, right? And this is the problem. This is, to me, as an economist, I pray every single day for Trump. I pray that this gets done quickly because lives are at stake. The national economy is at stake. The global economy is at stake the longer that this goes on. And this is turning out to be really ugly. I think that the inflation that comes from this, Alex, is insane. And
let's talk about those numbers. They're saying it's really bad. It's coming out now.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good. The numbers that just came out a few days ago, probably 40% more than what were expected, right? And this is just because of the cost of oil. What does oil get used for? By every country and every citizen in every country every single day, right? So, yeah, these are inflationary pressures. But look at what's happening here domestically, right? Mamdani in New York just had this stupid idea in video. I'd love to watch it if we can because it ties in.
You sent the video. We have the Mamdani video ready, right? Like you, I apologize. You sent me a giant stack of documents and videos. I should have been going over those. Yeah. Guys, get the Mamdani video ready. Set it up for us, Dr. Elliott.
Yeah, okay. So what is he saying? He's saying grocery prices are going to go through the roof. So we want to set up a city-run grocery store in New York where we can provide cheap stuff, right? And it's like, okay, so that's the setup. Let's watch what he has to say. And then I'm going to say why this is the dumbest idea, but why he's actually doing it.
Here it is.
We will use government to respond to rising prices and unaffordable groceries. Since the pandemic, grocery prices have gone up, and they haven't come back down. Between 2013 and 2023, grocery prices increased in New York City by nearly 66%, significantly higher than the national average. During our campaign, we promised New Yorkers that we would create a network of city-owned grocery stores, one in each borough. And we are here today to celebrate the site of the Manhattan store, La Maqueta, which will be open by 2029.
Now, I know you're going to give your answer to this, and I have my response, but the left always want, like the Soviet Union, only government grocery stores. They have been positioning this forever. You can call it stupid. You're being nice. This is part of a plan, Cloward and Piven, Dr. Elliott.
Yeah, I mean, this is communism 101, right? Because, and what are they using as the impulse to actually talk about this now? The inflationary pressures coming from the Iran conflict that we're seeing, right? The price of oil, all these groceries are going up, and he's basically blaming Trump for that without saying it's like, oh, these inflationary pressures, everybody sees it. Everybody knows it. So therefore, we're going to have a grocery store run by the city. The reason this is so incredibly dumb is what causes inflation? It's inflation at the wholesale level. It's manufacturers. It's production. It's printing of money, right, to fund everything from wars to the entitlement state to everything, right? So that's what causes prices to go up.
Now, you have government coming into the food market, and imagine just a city administering a store. They have no idea even how to do it.
No, they have no idea how to do it, but people are going to say, wow, this is great. We're going to have cheap grocery store prices. Like, who's paying for that, right? It's the taxpayers of New York City.
So it's a secret tax. It's price fixing.
It's absolutely price fixing, and this is communism. But what's this going to do? People are going to think they're going to get cheap groceries. No. If you actually have this store that has cheap groceries that are being paid for by taxpayer dollars, the normal grocery store chains are not going to be able to compete, and they'll just shut down, right? Because, having cheap prices to the retail, that doesn't mean that wholesale prices, the producers, the manufacturers are going to have cheaper prices. So then what? You're going to have shortages. You're going to have no groceries available anywhere. And this is what.
And by the way, you're not just saying that. Guys, type into YouTube. Soviet grocery stores, 1980s, 1970s, or Food Lines, Russia. You stand in line all day to get a loaf of bread and one sausage.
I mean, this is what's coming to New York City. If he is not a good businessman, he's nothing literally but a community organizer.
Yeah, but you keep saying that. I agree with you. They know, his bosses know what they're doing. This is a program. You know Chicago wants government grocery stores too, right?
Yeah. See, and they're going to try to pin this all down on Trump and the strait and the oil shortages and the supply chain disruptions. And they're using this to create this social dynamic during an election year, right? Which is why this is important that this conflict in Iran ends soon, because there's more at play than just the supply of oil. We're looking at a complete social structure change in America with the nationalization, or not nationalization, but like city-run grocery stores, which comes at taxpayers' expense. This isn't going to work, and this isn't going to end well.
Yeah, not only is government going to have, not only do you have, however many tens, what is it, 50 million people on food stamps or whatever, now, oh, that doesn't work. That's not even good enough. Now we have to just have these stores that we claim are cheap, which we know is going to completely fall apart.
Yeah, it's going to completely fall apart. So here's the next.
By the way, do you think consumers are going to want to shop there? No. It's going to be a bunch of homeless people and illegal aliens. These are going to be, I guarantee you, homeless encampments will set up all around these.
Yeah, it is. And the other grocery stores are not going to want to do business. See, here's where people are mistaken. It's like, what causes the economy to grow? It's capitalism, right? And people say, oh, these greedy capitalists, right? There's incentive to starting your own company. Nobody's going to want to start a company if they can't make a profit, right? So therefore, if
yeah, they're going to move out of cities that have these.
Yes.
That's how it works.
And New York is already seeing that, right? Which means they're going to have a less of a tax base to pay for some of these things.
Well, they already let the left loot and rob in California, passing laws let you steal up to $3,000 and all the rest of it. All these businesses are already leaving. It's all on purpose. That's my point. They're already leaving.
Yeah, and it's not like this is a new idea, Alex. They've had this idea for a long time. It's this communist ideology that's permeating politics here. But here's where they're going to blame Trump right now because of this conflict in Iran, which is why this is all happening right now, right? It's an easy, easy scapegoat, which is why I think that this needs to end soon during an election.
No, I agree. This is like COVID. This is the globalist plan to kill Trump's recovery.
Yeah, it is. Because ultimately, people are going to be taxed to the hilt, right? They're going to hit this point where, hey, we can't be taxed anymore. We're going to stop spending. So then what do the governments do? They're going to print their way out of it, right? So this is the inflationary pressures that the Fed is seeing, why they don't know what to do with interest rates. Well, what's interesting about all of this is you look back to the 80s, right? Go all the way back to the 80s. What did Reagan do? It was an amazing decade, right? The Cold War was over. The Berlin Wall came down. Interest rates came down. Taxes came down. It was like this amazing renaissance for America. Then the 90s was this weird decade where, because of the 80s, the dollar became the global hegemon, right? And central banks owning gold went from 40% of their holdings to the crisis in 2008, that recession that we had, 10%. Why? Because people were going into the U.S. dollar globally, right? So that's why gold holdings at central banks came down from 40% to 10%. What happened in 2008? The world saw that the emperor had no clothes, right? That this banking system was broken, that it was hiding things. This is why 2008, 2009 was important. Since then, central bank gold holdings, it has become the number one held reserve asset on the planet.
Yeah, let's slow down. All the elites, the central banks, the billionaires, the universities are hoarding gold and silver. You got to leave in a few minutes. Now's the pitch. You're the highest rated, best prices, gold and silver. Wholesale, you know the price. Sell it back to you for nothing. Nobody big does that. You're the place. People are insane. Free consultation. Give us a pitch. How people do it. It's so easy. They need to make the decision to do this now. And you sponsor the show, so it's a win-win, not just the best deal, but then you also fund the truth, not just my show, but hundreds of others. Dr. Elliott, give us the pitch for KEPM.com/gold.
Yeah, I mean, take advantage of this pendulum shifting moment where central banks now have gold as the number one held reserve asset in the world. We can take advantage of that. We can do the same thing that they're doing, except on an individual scale. You can buy it by the ounce. You don't have to buy it by the ton. Whether you have an IRA, non-IRA, cash account, brokerage account, reallocate and reposition to hedge your paper assets with physical, tangible assets like gold and silver. Do exactly what the central banks are doing to protect their backside. You can do that to protect yours, right? And so, I mean, what we are different when we charge 8% when you purchase, 0% when you liquidate. Really, people don't do that. Companies don't do that. I get it. We're different. We operate on low margins. But we want to take care of people and remove these barriers and these stumbling blocks to doing the right thing. When it's time to liquidate. You get all of it. Lock in your profits. It's your money, not mine. That's why we set this up. The way that we did was to really be a blessing to people in dark and turbulent times like this, where people don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. The inflationary pressures, the geopolitical conflict, the wars, the rumors and wars. Tell you what, when you look and see what the central banks are doing to protect getting out of paper assets, getting out of the U.S. dollar, which the BRICS nations promised was going to happen years ago when they said we're going to de-dollarize the world, how do you protect yourself against that and those global, you know, winds that are facing Trump and everything he's trying to do to grow the economy? You actually go into gold and silver to take advantage of that situation. That'll give you peace in the midst of the storm.
Well, listeners, they're regular listeners, long-term listeners, know this. It's completely self-serving. But I instinctively, spiritually, was always this way. As I got older, I saw, oh, that's God's plan. Thank God I was given, not when it comes to, you know, drinking or women or whatever. I'm not some saint. But when it comes to, like, business and life and being truthful, I do have a saintly countenance. But it's because it works. Like, why would I not want to sell people the best deal? Why would I not want to sell the best product? Any great salesman knows the best salesman has the best product. If, like I always say, if I had a restaurant, I'm going to have the best quality, best price, best atmosphere, consistency, and there's a line around the block. We don't need Google Maps or reviews. We pull into a town, we're on a road trip, you drive by a place, there's two cars, another place has 20 cars, another place has a line out the door. You're like, if I got time, I want to go see why that's so good. I mean, you got the line out the door. I'm only selling people stuff that I think is the best bet, and it's like, It's so crazy how obvious this is. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold or call the toll-free number. Get a free consultation. When you call these guys up, you don't get a shipwreck pitch of some special coin for three times the price of it. You get bullion straight up. Here's the price. Boom. You can check it on the market instantly. What is wholesale? Boom. You call it's wholesale. It's delivered, or they'll can tell you a vault nearby you that they recommend. I just say get it yourself. This is the time, ladies and gentlemen. In closing, you're optimistic. I want to be optimistic, too. You want Trump to succeed. So do I. But every time I have you on, you're getting more and more worried. I'm reading what the economists are saying. They're saying, like you said months ago, this is going to take a year to unwind if it stopped today. Has this killed the Trump recovery? Because you've been predicting, you know, a correction anyways. It was looking so good. Maybe it wasn't going to happen. How bad is this going to be if it ended today? I mean, it already doesn't look too hot. But if it continued, how bad would it be?
Oh, if it continues, it's really bad. I mean, I can't fathom how bad it would be, because the Fed is going to have to go to the printing press, right, and print money like there's no tomorrow. They're going to be buying U.S. treasuries that the rest of the world won't want, right? And so this is why this is imperative that this ends. Is this going to kill Trump's recovery? No. I think Trump is going to bring jobs back to America. People will start working. People will start spending. But here's the crux of it. This is an election year. This is a midterm. And this is the problem, because I don't think this is going to be fixed.
So it slows it down where people don't get instant ratification, so they don't vote.
Yeah, or they vote differently, right? People vote with their wallets. Clinton told us that. Right? It's like, it's the economy, stupid. And it's true. It always has been true. People will vote with their wallets. And that's the problem with the slowness of this recovery. Do I think it's going to recover? 100% yes. Do I think it's going to happen before the midterms? Probably not, Alex.
And so now, if we lose the Senate, which they say is in peril now, we get impeachment.
I mean, that's what they want.
Well, we told Trump, so what does he think is going to happen when that goes on? Then our whole thing gets derailed.
Yeah, if we lose, if the conservatives lose the midterms in the House and the Senate, the next 2 years are going to be full every single day of impeachment talk.
They didn't have the Senate before. They had the House and Senate. They will get an impeachment.
This is the problem. This is why this needs to end. This conflict needs to end soon. Praying for Trump that he can get it done diplomatically, get this thing done. But it's short term. It doesn't look too good for me as an economist.
I agree. Dr. Elliott was put on screen again. The number and the website. People can call. They can get a free consultation, kpm.com/gold. Fill out the email form. They'll call you, or call the number, and they don't answer. They'll call you. They're very busy. Thank you, Dr. Elliott.
You bet. Thanks. We'll talk soon.
Yeah. I mean, folks, like I said 1,000 times, I'll say it again, because I just beat my head against the wall here. I've made a lot of predictions that are hard to make. I mean, they're really complex and really... You have all the evidence and finally have a dream and God tells me to say it. I mean, the really wild stuff has been, you know, a few dozen events. But every day when I make analyses of things, it's like easy. Like the Pentagon reports, which I can know the facts are accurate. I don't just believe Pentagon, said don't do this. And then I'm called a traitor and a Qatari agent or an Iranian agent because Israel is setting us up for total war for the Greater Israel Project. And it's with horror that I have to come out and criticize Israel, because then I know that feeds into the Islamists that are a huge threat and the left. And if Israel gets cornered, they'll nuke everybody. So it's like it's bad, bad, bad. And I just see the Israelis as everybody else, the Muslims, everybody else, their kids, their wives, their average shopkeepers. I don't hate them. I don't like war because it's the tyrant's last refuge. But somehow we got sold in all these wars the last 30 years, and Trump was supposedly against that, and now we're so deep into this. It's just mind-blowing. All right. I wanted to get Jesse Beltran, who is an incredible researcher and filmmaker, on about all the insane developments, all the declassifications of the CIA secret implanting chips in people and what they're gearing up for and all the COVID poisoning coming out that we know is replicating nanotech. And my problem is when he comes on next hour, I have so much I want to get into that I meant when I asked him to come on last week, he couldn't. He came on this week to have all the stuff that I already had to have here. And then I'm like, oh, wait, I don't have all the stuff. But don't worry, there's so much to cover. That's the problem. So we'll do that and get his take just in general on the world, too. He's a smart guy. And then, boy, he recommended that scientist down in El Salvador, a prestigious neuroscientist and physicist and evolutionary biologist, and what he's saying is true about the magnetic field weakening and all that. And finally, Al Gore said something true. Al Gore's like, oh, the penguins can't swim and the polar bears can't swim and they're all dead and the ice caps are melting. All that's a lie. Give me a carbon tax. But when he said the Gulf Stream's slowing, the Pacific and Atlantic currents are the slowest ever, that stops with whatever's going on. We are in cuckoo town. And Al Gore's finally putting out proclamations of doom that could be true.
if it keeps slowing, if the pole keeps moving so fast, if the magnetosphere keeps weakening so fast, it is just crazy town. We are in a major time of change. And then we've got another great guest who's going to be in studio. Myron Gaines came to town just for me. I was like, I wanted you on the show today. Just come to town. So we'll come back on tomorrow because an hour wasn't enough. He'll be my first guest. Well, I guess I've had a interview with Sean Johnson and Rob doing a few others in the new network studios. But the first guest since InfoWars was shut down in studio, Myron Gaines coming up fourth hour. So look forward to that. But remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Remember, the bad guys want to destroy. They thought grabbing InfoWars would do something. No, it's exploded in their face. Millions of people, as of this morning, I haven't checked since then, 2 million visitors at this morning. I said, wow, we're linked on Drudge. It's top trending on X. So I called the IT guy, and I said, how many visitors since midnight to AlexJonesLive.com? They go, 2.7 million. 2.7 million viewers. That was at 8 a.m. this morning. 2.7 million viewers since midnight. I don't even know what it is right now, but thank you, Drudge. Look at Drudge up there, top link, or at least it was earlier. So get on that bandwagon, folks. Take that link, AlexJonesLive.com. Let's put the URL up on screen if we can. AlexJonesLive.com, AlexJonesLive.com, AlexJonesLive.com. Take that link, just AlexJonesLive.com, and share it on your email list, your text message list, everywhere else, and say the revolution is happening now against the tyrants. The information they don't want you to have is live right now at AlexJonesLive.com with the feeds, the articles, and more. Stay with us. Because of God's providence, I was able to get on air in 1994. By 1996, I had a local radio show with number one ratings because Freedom is popular. By 97, I was syndicated. God's hand has been on this operation. It's incredible. We set up InfoWars, the URL, in 1997, 28 years ago. And finally, the Democrats, after almost a decade of attacks, have been successful shutting it down. But they don't control the InfoWar because the InfoWar is not a URL. It is we the people. It is you. And that's where we are right now. So our enemies hope and pray they can claim we've been defeated and you believe the lie and go back to sleep. It's not going to happen. We together, not just myself, but the viewers and listeners and our guests and our crew, are the epicenter of the great awakening against the globalist great reset. So this is your mission if you choose to accept it. Take these two URLs, AlexJonesLive.com for all the news articles, all the videos, the live streams, and hit your email list, your text message list every day and say, the forbidden information is here, AlexJonesLive.com. And then this URL is just as important, AlexJonesApp.com, where you can download on Android and on Apple, the free Alex Jones app with our live feeds, news, and more. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so critical. We have people power. It will override the AI. It will override the globalists. But you have to get excited, and you have to take action. The Alex Jones Network is launched. AlexJonesLive.com is launched. AlexJonesApp.com is launched. Now the ball is in your court in this victory as true patriots, as the vanguard of the resistance against tyranny, as modern Paul Revere's, to take your ride. Do it now and share those URLs, and we are unstoppable.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Directive.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot. Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network, and you will see that the answer to 1984 is still and will always be 1776.
If you
are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance.
The globalists think they've had a victory shutting down a URL, InfoWars. The InfoWar belongs to the people. The war on for the mind is universal, and we are witnessing the great awakening of populism and the fourth turning right now. If you think the New World Order's been exposed so far for their Epstein pedophile rings, warmongering, and more, you ain't seen nothing yet. And the next chapter in the InfoWar starts now at alexjoneslive.com. That is the coordinates of the tip of the spear in the resistance. And also go to alexjonesapp.com to download on Android and Apple our app for free, to watch the show, to see our latest news reports, and more. Whatever you do, save and share those URLs, alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. Take action now, Paul Revere's. You're unstoppable, and the globalists are going down. The Streisand effect is in full effect. Their attempts to censor us have failed. They tried to take me off the air the last 5-6 years. We went from 200 stations over 400. Just the last week of censorship, we had over 20 stations. We're over 470 radio stations, not even counting hundreds of local cable and TV stations, UHF, VHF, and all the TV satellites, all the radio satellites, all of it. So Jesse Beltran joins us, incredibly smart guy. I'll get into his bio next segment. Big developments on the poisonous spike protein, secret nanotechnology implant, is coming out in Congress. Total vindication. Robert Kennedy Jr. saying, turns out the conspiracy theorists were right. We have so many clips. An hour is not going to be enough with him. But just briefly, in the next 2 minutes, we're going to break and join these stations. They don't carry the first 5 minutes. What do you make of the fiasco with them trying to bring in the onion, but then the court blocked it, but still the court ordered the company shut down? So people are confused, but I know you're smart. You get it. But just what do you make of that in a minute and a half?
Well, Alex, is that you've been on target. And the thing is that they've used lawfare against you, just like they've been doing it over the last, basically the last two decades. And it hasn't stopped. And this all leads into what we're going to be talking about today. Unfortunately, you have facets in government and above our government and the elites who are basically trying to enslave all of humanity, shut down the truth in any way, shape, or form in order so we in order to protect their imperialistic agendas. And that is basically what we are facing right now. And you have been so on target. You know, after we came back from that trip from El Salvador with Dr. Cruz, when he talked about we're facing a sixth human extinction event, you just had Dr. Greer on. Dr. Greer basically verified what Dr. Cruz was talking about, that we are going to be headed for an electromagnetic type catastrophe. And they're going to have to be able to control all of us in society in some way, shape, or form.
Well, there's no doubt it's happening. It might reverse itself, but it's happening now. Can't believe Al Gore actually told the truth for once. You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com, and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
Thank you.
last beacon of truth in a world of deception, it's Alex Jones.
And the coordinates of the new news site after InfoWars is alexjoneslive.com. Please share it. You have all the power. Please take action. We salute you. Numbly thank you. All right. So I already, before Jesse came on, I was trying to get him on about pole shift and magnetic field and all the classified CIA admitting there have been weaponizing ticks, which we already knew, and planting us with chips and all that. Why is it coming out? It's good it's coming out. But then I already had a stack today on the congressional hearings the last few weeks and admitting that it's mass death caused by the shots. They knew what they were doing. It's just crazy it's coming out, but it doesn't really get many media coverage. But here's RFK Jr., HHS secretary. He just said the conspiracy theorists were right all along about everything. Unreal. Boom. Here's the video.
Thank you very much. Thank you for those kind words, Mark Wayne. Thank you to Jim O'Neill, to Tom Jodznik, to Marty McCary, and to Wendy as well. Thank you for that, for sharing your story. It's with a heavy heart that I'm announcing that the conspiracy theorists were right again. COVID mRNA vaccines caused a litany of injuries, including but not limited to turbo cancer, heart failure, extreme blood clotting, and perhaps gayness. That's a chicken and egg problem that we're still investigating. The implications are substantial, and there's no easy way to say this. Anthony Fauci is a goblin. And if you weren't gay prior to taking the vaccine,
this is AI.
There's a massive chance that your sudden desire to binge the Bravo channel and watch Tim Walz rallies isn't an accident.
So that's some fun. He actually did make a statement saying that. I got a bunch of congressional hearings saying it. Let's go to some more of these clips. This is clip three. This is Fauci emails, and I've got a longer clips of all these. They indicted his main advisor when he talks about how to cover it up. We'll play a few minutes of this, and we'll go to our guest. Here's clip three.
Of serving in five administrations, I thought I would bring that perspective to the topic today, is the issue of pandemic preparedness. And if there's one message that I want to leave with you today, is that there is no question that there will be a surprise outbreak. The thing we're extraordinarily confident about is that we are going to see this in the next few years. Thank you.
Now, here's Mike Benz, White House advisor, researcher on the deep state, on the indictment of the senior NIAID official indicted for covering up gain of function. And then we'll go to our guest on this. It's a long clip. I'm going to play the whole thing. But in post, we post this to X and Rumble later from the live show. We clip this out. I want to post the whole thing. It's 11 minutes. But here they are talking about how they're covering up where it came from, how they get around FOIA requests. Here it is.
The first COVID cover-up arrest. I mean, how helpless did we feel when this asshole, this guy, David Morans, bragged, P.S., I forgot to say there is no worry about FOIAs. I can either send stuff to Tony Fauci on his private Gmail, that's a violation of the National Records Act, or hand it to him at work or at his house. He is too smart to let colleagues send him stuff that could cause trouble. Well, not too smart after all, because they just arrested this guy. It's more in the line of government secret, but too complicated to explain in an email. But I learned the tricks from an old friend who heads our FOIA office and also hates FOIAs. Incidentally, Tony and I and a few other people all got a huge FOIA request seeking any and all documents and emails that mention the words Wuhan Institute or Wuhan Institute of Virology. It appears that this comes from folks tied to politics who want specifically to know about anything NIH has to do with the Wuhan Institute of Virology or any scientists working with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The original request, I think, was far broader, but we negotiated it down to just those two terms. Your names will not show up in this FOIA, at least not from my info. Talking to, this is Peter Daszak, the subject is rebriefing Tony Fauci. They probably left off Fauci so that the name Fauci would not appear in a record search around FOIA. It goes on to say, we learned the, again, learned the tricks about how to avoid, how to bury government documents. More from this guy. You are right. I need to be more careful. However, as I mentioned once before, I learned from our FOIA lady here how to make emails disappear after I am FOIA'd, but before the search starts. So I think we are all safe. Plus, I deleted most of the earlier emails after sending them to Gmail. Holy. We are safe because I sent them to my private Gmail and then I deleted them from the system. By the way, USAID are doing this exact same shit. We have them bragging about it.
For the U.S. Agency for International Development, we saw the writing on the wall during the election cycle. And so we had already moved our group away from the USAID main systems into Signal chats to protect our community there.
Ahead of the inauguration, they appear to have done this exact thing. Making these files disappear, sending them to themselves, and then removing them, perma deleting them from the internal servers. Good news. Keep it up. I had a long off-the-record chat with PBS NewsHour's Nick Schifrin this morning. The craziness is receding at least a little bit. I forgot to clarify my email yesterday that both my Gmail and phone calls are now safe. Safe from us FOIAing them using the Freedom of Information Act to see the files we paid them as government employees to generate. Text is not safe, and it can be FOIA'd, as can my government email. So you and Peter and others should be able to email me on Gmail only, with the caveat that no other government employee is copied at a government address.
All right, let's stop there and go to our guests. I've got congressional clips where they read the documents, they knew the shot didn't work, gave you cancer, created blood clots, strokes, myocarditis, infertility. I have dozens of these. It's just crazy. We have new emails they found that are confirmed with Jeffrey Epstein talking about eating children. We already had a bunch. These are even more insane. I'll get to those later. The entire dam, it seems to be, is starting to break, Jesse Beltran. And again, people that don't know who Jesse is, he's an amazing individual. He was a high-level firefighter and EMT and a bunch of other stuff. And then he began to learn what was happening in California with people, man, investigating it decades ago. And then now he's all over the place, the EU, the U.S. government, everywhere with researchers and talking to world leaders, compiling this covert war. And like months ago, he's on talking about something and literally comes out right after he says it. It's just wild. So, Jesse, it's really great to have you here with us. I appreciate you sitting there while I played some of those clips. That's just the tip of the iceberg. But you sent me a whole bunch of articles and things, sperm parameters before and after COVID-19 mRNA. You have all these studies that literally eats the testicles and ovaries, effects of COVID-19 vaccination, semen parameters. We've got effects of SARS-CoV-9 on semen. This is one of the main targets where young men are dying, and when they do the autopsy, and we've covered this last week, this is like scientists covering this, they cut up the testicles. There's no sperm. It's been taken over, and it's only replicating spike protein, the HIV spike protein, which, again, the testicles are supposed to grow biological things, so it's perfectly programmed to do that. Jesse, you know, break this down for us. Great to have you with us.
Yeah, well, the bottom line is this, is that, you know, back in 2010, a lot of people really questioned my sanity. And I set out on a journey to make sure that I very methodically was able to prove that this phenomenon was happening here on U.S. soil prior to 2016, which the U.S. government claimed was only happening to diplomats and federal employees.
You're talking about Havana Syndrome.
It's all one big program. It's all the same, and it all circles around to this. There was one big piece of the puzzle that was missing, and that was when I went to go interview Dr. Cruz. And when he talked about this sixth extinction event that is approaching us at an unprecedented speed, and which very much bothered him, and he was very perplexed and wasn't sure if he could even convey the information, but he prayed upon it and he gave us that information, and it was when it finally clicked to me. If what Dr. Cruz is saying is true, the elites are going to have some type of mechanism in order to track everyone around this globe, not just humans, but animal life, vegetation, and everything, because...
And that's why it replicates as nanotech and spreads into everything. Like in the Johnny Depp singularity, what was the movie called? What was his, like 20 years ago? He becomes a dust that fills the earth to save us. And then the AI takes over the whole planet. What was that movie called?
I can't remember the name, but I know which movie you're talking about. But here's the bottom line. If there are only going to be a few areas on the planet to live, and which we can call green zones, then the elites and those within those green zones are going to have to be able to monitor everyone who's infected with radiation so that they're kept out of those green zones so they don't infiltrate them. And that is a hypothesis that pretty much answers all of the questions.
And we have a Bill Gates patent about nanotech spike protein to track you by satellite and to monetize it, which is the ghost murmur system.
Correct. Now, remember, we found that pilot using quantum magnetometry.
No, you said, I'm interrupting. This is crazy. We got to have, I wish I had a bigger crew. We go find, we said this like 6 months ago. You were saying the nanotech can be picked up by 5G cell towers, but also satellites, and it's a tracking system, which Bill Gates admits. Now they go, oh, we know where to find the pilot. We have a ghost murmur. Well, not just because they can scan a heartbeat, but because they have them implanted. Sorry, go ahead.
Exactly. And so just think about that. They were able to track his heart signal using quantum magnetometry because you have these amplification systems in you. And that's what's in the nano. You're talking about the graphene oxide. You're talking about the silicon materials, which are in all electronic components. And that's these are no different. They're just of a much, much smaller size that the human eye cannot see. 50 nanometers and smaller, which 50 nanometers is 1/2,000 times the width of a human hair. You'd never be able to see that on most microscopes. You have to have these very expensive million-dollar microscopes that most research facilities in the military has in order to see these. Now, what is most disturbing, you know, we talked about the Trojan horse that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny talks about, where when they were doing the testing and that the nano was in the hydrogel. Dr. Rima LeBeau, who is a friend who's been on your program and who is a friend, a close colleague, friend of ours, our team, and she has been spot on. She has been touting the whistle just as long as you have, Alex, and telling everyone
longer.
That this was
She's
coming.
One of my sources. Her husband was the head of the Army, that they were going to give us a shot to raise our immune system. She was saying that 20 years ago. We said it on record 2009 on Ventura's show, and she was treating, because of HIPAA, she can't say, global royalty. And they were telling her 20 years ago the plan.
Correct. And, you know, kudos to Dr. Rima, because she stood by her ground. She stood on a moral ground. She stood by her ethics, and she stood by the truth. And for that, I admire her, you know, for doing that, because we need more patriots like her, you know, patriots for humanity. And we talked about the Trojan horse being that the testing. Now, here was the other Trojan horse. They sterilized humanity. And Dr. Arne Burkhardt, who was a German pathologist who was doing autopsies on individuals who had died, they were postmortem after getting the jab from ages 28 on up into the 70s. And what he discovered was that the spike protein not only infiltrated all of the organs within the human body, but specifically it completely attacked the testicles and the gonads, basically stopping and preventing them from producing sperm. And if we could pull that up, it's very enlightening, and this should infuriate every single person out there watching this program right now. Because at the end, I want you to pay close attention to what he's recommending to all women of childbearing age.
And by the way, since the 60s, we will. Since the 60s, the UN has been obsessed and developed birth control or sterilization vaccines. They talked about using self-replicating viruses to do it. So what is it you're saying? Pull up, and we'll pull it up.
Yeah, it's Dr. Arne Burkhardt.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to play. That's clip one?
Should be, yes.
All right, so here's clip one, and then let's just go right into Died Suddenly, two official trailer exclusive. Play both those back-to-back.
we could confirm that the spike protein is produced in the deltoid muscles where the vaccine is administered, injected. But we could show it in almost all organs, more or less explicitly. And here you see a case where we show the testis, and you can see that in this 28-year-old man who had a healthy son and who died 140 days after injection, the spike protein is strongly expressed in the spermatogenic organ in the testis, and you can see there are almost no spermatocytes in here, but it's strongly expression of spike protein in the spermatogonic tissue. If I were a woman in fertile age, I would not plan a motherhood from a person, from a man who has been vaccinated.
Well, it was once considered a conspiracy theory.
Mysterious brain injuries.
Declassified CIA documents prove that, yes, the CIA actually has been for decades researching how vaccines could be used for mind control.
A previously unknown weapon.
Brutal directed energy weapon systems that are designed to incapacitates.
Wounded by a secret weapon.
Individual over a certain period of time will produce psychological and physical reactions.
I immediately felt fullness in my head.
A full body convulsion.
And just a piercing headache.
Like someone squeezing your head.
Absolutely life altering.
The incidents became known as Havana Syndrome.
Havana Syndrome.
Directed energy attacks on U.S. soil.
It was happening not only to our diplomats, it's happening to the best of our best in the FBI, the CIA, and now congressional members in Congress.
It is essentially a declaration of war against the United States.
Well, I'm not allowed to talk about it. It discombobulated everything.
Is the government trying to mind control me?
There are a number of resources that wanted to step out, and they're not alive anymore.
And they began to basically beat him to death.
Unfortunate that I didn't die.
Nobody on this planet has any right to cattle tag a human being. Nobody.
All right, so we're not on the verge of revelation or disclosure on this. It's all coming out. Why is it coming out now? And continue to break down what that clip about the attack on the testicles is doing.
Well, basically what they've done, they've sterilized humanity. And that was another Trojan horse, basically a fallout of what no one expected. We just thought the goal was to infect you with the nano so that they can have a mechanism to control you through RF integration, that meaning 4G, 5G, 6G, and satellite technologies that integrate with these amplified antenna systems that are in the nanotech, these nanorobots. And without the amplifications in the nanotech, you could not use satellite systems, quantum satellite systems using magnetometry to locate that soldier, for example. But it does work when you utilize these materials. And that's where we're at today. Now, if you notice at the end of that film, that little clip by Dr. Burkhardt. Now, Dr. Burkhardt is he's not just a nobody. He taught at the University of Hamburg. He was a professor, a visiting professor, not only in Japan, the United States, Korea, Sweden, Malaysia, and Turkey. So he's got a really, really strong foundation of credibility, and people listen to him. Now, for him to make a recommendation that women of childbearing age not have relationships with men who've been vaccinated should be shocking to everyone out there. Everyone listening should be infuriated, because what happens to the women?
A lot of other scientists have said that too, but go ahead.
Yeah, what happens to the generations to come for the women who did have relationships with men who had the vaccine, and they're having this basically mutation of the spermatozoa where it no longer exists, and now you're doing the shedding effect. And what happens to the generations to come? We have no idea what it's going to do to them. We already know that post-vaccine, that millions of people were dying. They were having coagulation issues, which they were finding in pathology exams. Inflammation of the myocardium, the lung areas, every organ, the kidneys, everything was being affected by it. Now, what is going to happen to the children who are now been born of this non-consensually imposed mutation that they've done to humanity? There are seven states here in the United States, fortunately, who have now are moving legislation to make the mRNA a bioweapon. And if that doesn't raise an eyebrow, the bottom line is this is treason. And anyone who is involved or responsible for this needs to be held accountable. It's time for Americans to wake up. And I'm asking every male out there, because if you think that your government or the people above you are going to come to save you, after seeing this being done to humanity, you better wake up. It's time that we stand up, not only for ourselves, our children, our wives, our spouses, our loved ones. It's time that we stand up for what this country was supposed to stand for. It was supposed to be the land of the free, whether it be religious freedom, freedom of speech, being able to express your differences, but still respect each other. That was the era that I grew up in. And probably the biggest attack on our way of life is through the educational system, what they've done to our young ones. They are basically brainwashing our children to have certain belief systems. I don't know if you're watching about Chicago today, where they
making
are,
them go out to May Day communist events.
Correct. Our children, what child out there or teenager is not going to want to have skip school and have a day off and go out there and socialize? But that condition, it's a
they're
gratification
taking control
and reward system
of the parent. They're becoming the parents. And here's the thing. The elite say if there's a technology available, we've got to dominate it and use it or somebody else will. That's why whatever the most horrible thing you can think of, they're doing it because that's how their mindset works. They have to dominate every space. How do we counter them? With Jesse Beltran, a great thinker, straight ahead, stay with us. And share the live feeds now with Real Talk Show and Zone X. It's powerful. I have been very blessed and honored in 32 years on air and 28 years of InfoWars to have seen the whole world change. When I first got started, almost nobody knew about the globalists. People were literally in the dark. Look how far we've come. We are exposing them. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings, the poison COVID shots, the open borders, the global wars, the 5G, all of it is coming out. Humanity is rallying. This is the fourth turning. This is the great awakening. It is the answer to their great reset. I am so proud of humanity, and I'm so thankful to all the viewers and listeners who over the years have supported us by prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at thealexjonesnetwork.com. So InfoWars has been shut down, but we've launched the Alex Jones Network. We plan to crank this sucker up. We got new studios, they're even bigger, being built. And we want to go 19 hours a day live by the end of 2026 from 5 a.m. until midnight. So if I build it, will you come? Yes, I know you will. So now more than ever, go to thealexjonesstore.com and get incredible supplements. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red is proprietary. Our bovine colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, incredible collectible knives, and so much more. You are literally financing the tip of the spear and the resistance that the tyrants and the globalists hate above everything else. InfoWars is a proven winner. They have a URL. They have an old studio. That means nothing. You are the InfoWar. And if you accept this mission, if you take action, if you spread the word, if you share our links, alexjoneslive.com, the news site, the live feeds, the articles, the videos, it's incredible. If you share the feed with everybody you know at alexjonesapp.com, the free Droid or Apple download of the app, it is insane. All the power lies with you. That's why when callers call in and thank me, I say, thank me. I would fight this no matter what. I'd fight it in a ditch. I'd fight if I was homeless. We're all in this together. You have all the power, but you have to use the power now. share the feeds, alexjoneslive.com. Share the URL, alexjonesapp.com. And go to the alexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel to wear your uniform of liberty openly and proudly. It's such an adventure to wear this apparel and to get the incredible supplements that will empower your life so you'll know how real this is. I only sell stuff that really works, and I want you to get it and take it and love it and have a great response. We have a 90+% reorder rate. So many of you are on the fence. Take action now. Step into a wider world. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and support this broadcast. But regardless, take the feed, take the live links at alexjoneslive.com/show and on Rumble and Relic Shows on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those links, and it changes the world. You are unstoppable when you decide to get up at the plate and take action. This is real. This isn't hype. You've seen the results. Now the ball's in your court. AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere. You are unstoppable. The globalists are in deep crap. Take action now at AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. And I want to be clear. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, does. We've got a major deal with Rumble to push our information. It's already top on Rumble, but to supercharge it. The most important coordinate in this fight is rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. We are already at the top of Rumble, but we're going to go even further partnering with them. This is the Coordinates of Liberty. Take action right now at rumble.com/Alex Jones Live, and we are unstoppable. The power of humanity is unstoppable if you simply unleash it now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
If somebody 200 years ago saw a cell phone today, they think it was magic. The future is here, just not equally distributed. We are being implanted. They say the average person has the size of a plastic spoon in their brain from nanoplastic. We are being bombarded by design. What is this really about? It's forced accelerated evolution. We're being tested on. That's the facts. Jesse, we got like 25 minutes left until I go down and interview our next big guest, Myron Gaines, in studio, first interview since we shifted over the network. But I'm just up front about all this. I was already aware of your work years ago. You got to be friends with Sean Johnson. We hung out, worked out some together, went on hikes. I already know a lot of this, so I knew you were telling me this stuff on these long hikes. Like, you knew what you were talking about. You knew a lot more than I did. So you came on, very popular guest. And then you were also, I already knew this. I already knew that zeolites are really good at pulling heavy metals out, other toxins. Not all zeolites are the same, and you guys have a sponsor that you brought on with us that I'm just going to tell people point blank. Just the dreams you have when you go on this, what it does to your brain, what it pulls out in your body, but how it also then replaces it with good minerals is amazing. Let's do a plug, you know, straight up here. That's not why you came on. I don't think you knew I was going to do this. But we can put a URL where people get a 10% discount on the masterpiece, probably the very best zeolite that's out there. Bigley has a great one, you know, as well, but this one's really special. Explain what the zeolite does. And then if people go to this URL, we'll put on screen the additional 10% off just by going to the URL or use the promo code that's there on the site. Tell us about this masterpiece zeolite.
Well, we'll step it back just a second. You remember we interviewed Rafe, the MI6 whistleblower, who Oxford-educated PhD in chemistry. What he had disclosed to us back in 2016, that all other agents were being encouraged basically to take silicates. And zeolite Z is a form of silicates. And the reason is, it's because it's a negatively charged mineral, which binds, basically becomes a magnet and pulls out these toxic metals, specifically the graphene oxide, the silica, and other toxic metals and other things like toxic plastics. It'll pull that out of your system, and then you'll excrete it through normal means, through sweat, urination, defecation, women in menstruation. And I can tell you this, that prior to me helping with the study in the United Kingdom, the human subject study, that because I saw the blood test data, that it was pulling out very consistently and progressively on the downslope, the graphene oxide out of the human blood samples. And that was very compelling to me. So I started recommending that my clients start taking it. And immediately they were saying they were seeing positive results, anywhere from 50 to 70% reduction in their symptoms. Well, coincidentally enough, the human subject study that we did in the UK also had the same similar results. And so I shouldn't have been surprised. But on the mean average was an 80% reduction, not only in the symptoms, but for the first time ever in 20 years as an investigator, I actually saw locations that normally come up positive on an RF test or nonlinear junction detection test go away. And I've never seen that before. And so we would see reductions. Some people had a 95% reduction in the area.
To be clear, you test people with different monitors, but your machine even found the pin in my leg. And especially soldiers, nomads, it's always worse. I just have a civilian model of where these things migrate to. They put in the food, the water, everything. It's on record. I knew I had a zeolite sponsors 25 years ago. They're good chelators, good detoxifiers. This is a little bit different the way they do masterpieces, why it's so special. So it's just remove things. It brings good things in. But you've shown the demonstrations. People get on this for a while, and then the amount of the readings goes way down.
Absolutely. And, you know, not only is our study raised eyebrows, but I can guarantee you we're probably going to, I would not be surprised here in the very near future, you can read through the lines that people up in our government who may be working with federal employees are probably going to be recommending that they start taking the Zeolite Z.
By the way, this came out, I was told about this by Dr. Zelenko, who later died, and a bunch of others, then it came out mainstream news. During COVID, all the diplomats, the elites, were gobbling ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, while telling the public not to take it, and while the feds gave $2.2 billion to two major pharmacies, CVS and Walgreens, not to prescribe it to people. So it just shows that they're taking what they know they're supposed to while trying to keep us from getting it.
Yeah. So remember, Rafe, the MI6 whistleblower, they were all being told to be to take silicates. So basically zeolites, it's very, very similar because they already knew that it would pull out the graphene oxide and these amplifying metals that are in this nanotech system. So it definitely works.
Well, explain what zeolites do and why Masterpiece is so special.
Well, it is like a chelator. It is a binder. Because it's negatively charged and the metals are positively charged, it basically attracts it. And then what happens is what zeolite Z has in it, it also has some very beneficial C minerals. And so the receptor sites that now are empty get replaced with those healthy C minerals. And that's probably, in a layman's term, the best way to describe it.
And in layman's terms, everything's chemistry. So in science, if there's a bad thing, there's always a good thing to counter it.
Most of the time, if you know how to pull the bad thing out and replace it with the good thing, and the body will naturally gravitate to that because it wants to be in a homeostasis, a state of congruency, and that's where you know your health comes from. But right now, we know that this stuff is in our ecosystem. It's in our water. It's in our foods. Rafe disclosed it's in the grasses, in the trees. It's everywhere. And that is the mechanism on how they're going to be able to track everything in the future so that you are protecting these green zones from those things that they may deem as negative towards those green zones. It could compromise them. And so you think about it. It really is a brilliant way to track everything, but you now have people who are playing God. And
we're going to get this in a moment.
Bottom
line, I'm sorry to interrupt. 15 years ago, whatever it was, Johnny Depp has this hyped-up movie, Transcendence, where the AI is taking over. He merges and becomes a dust that enters every living thing, and the AI saves the world by absorbing us. Sounds like the Borg alien takeover, but then it turns out that's the actual plan.
Well, pretty much. And unfortunately, the majority of us are not part of that plan. And basically, they're going to write us off. And I, you know, as a firefighter paramedic, I talk about triage. And right now, what I see is we're now facing a global triage. And what there will only be is what we would call green, which would be the ones that are deemed livable, and black, those who you're writing off as deceased. And that is really what the world is facing. And this is why it's important that everyone wakes up. You had Dr. Greer on recently, and he talked about if we would just unify and use our God-given talents to come up with a way, because of, we have this innate creativity within us and ingenuity, to really come up with maybe some technologies that could protect us from this great EMF event, that is going to be coming to the Earth. And the data is there. This is not speculation. It's not when, if, or maybe. It's when it's going to happen. Not if, but when.
And for those who don't know, the currents are slowing, the slowest thing ever measured in 300 years in the Atlantic and the Pacific. The magnetic field's weakening and the magnetic pole's moving. But you say it's going to happen. I mean, if it's moving a bunch right now, couldn't it change? I mean,
well, it's not about the magnetic, the pole shifting, because they've shifted in our history before and nothing significant happens.
I bring it up because it's moving at record levels too.
Yeah, over 120 miles a year. Okay. But we're also losing that protection. So it's becoming like Swiss cheese. And so radiation starts to infiltrate those areas. Now you put that synergistically with 5G towers, 6G towers, and you're basically speeding up this process. And Dr. Cruz says you're going to start to see massive spikes in children cancers, massive spikes in brain diseases, because it's going to affect human cognition. And I think we're already seeing that. I mean, it seems like common sense isn't common anymore. And
Congress just confirmed Edward Dowd's 5-year-old research for insurance numbers that there's a 40% plus increase in morbidity from 45 and under. There's an overall 6% increase in cancer deaths since COVID. I mean, this is happening.
Exactly. And strangely enough, on May 13th of 2026, the House Oversight Task Force Committee hearing is going to be bringing up the MKUltra topic again. And that's headed by Anna Paulina Luna, who chairs on the Oversight Committee. And they want to address the fact that these declassified documents that the CIA had released were talking about using creating mind control techniques, utilizing vaccines and distribution. And so I'm encouraging everyone out there who's listening, if what I have shared with you today doesn't wake you up, I don't know what will. But I suggest that everyone out there plan on being at that oversight committee meeting. I know they're limited seating, but the more victims particularly that can show up, particularly those in the military, those in intelligence, and the victims that I represent here who have been suffering from this publicly, at least I've been exposed since 2010. We know there are cases that are much earlier than that, into the 80s. But
real quick, keep going, but I want to unpack this. A month ago, they declassified Project Artichoke, where the CIA says, yeah, we're putting stuff in vaccines to control people, which you already knew, but now they're confirming it. Then you have all of this other information coming out, and there's obviously some good people in the government as well. Why do you think this is all coming out now?
Well, because you do have some white hats, people that want to tell the truth, because here's the bottom line. Whether they were on this side in the beginning or or not. The ultimate goal is that they end up on our side, which is the side for humanity. No one is safe. The only ones that are going to be safe are those who are in the green zones and have these million-dollar bunkers that they're building underneath their facilities. Because I think everyone's starting to realize is that they are no longer safe. You may be the strong arm of the law right now, but eventually, if AI is in charge, this AI God that Elon talks about that we're creating, it's not going to be good for you because they're not going to need you anymore. Because remember, if you know what happened in Venezuela, it can happen here. And if you don't, if you're not the chosen ones, or you don't go along with the program, the imperialistic system, then you are going to be eliminated just as well.
So this is literally the mark of the beast. This is literally the mark of the beast we're talking about.
Absolutely, this is the mark of the beast, and I call it that. I'm now talking to mega churches and leaders of those platforms, and I'm now talking about this is my mark of the beast tour to educate them and show them from a scientific perspective. Because we have cases where prior to that jab, where there were non-consensually implanted devices that were being pulled out of my clients.
And now we have studies. And now we have studies. People already saw it. But now admitting that people took up the COVID shots and boosters have bizarre behavioral stuff of mental illness, violence, suicide once they've taken it. Why is that?
Well, I believe... Well, I think it's a combination of things. I think it's because of what Dr. Cruz, the phenomenon that Dr. Cruz talks about. These towers are now popping up everywhere. The distance restrictions that the FCC held on these lower emission devices, like our Bluetooth devices and our routers, have been completely taken away. So now the system is complete. Okay. Now all they need to do is step it up to the 6G. And that's when I think the majority of people are going to be turned on. I see people who are turned on now, and I think those were the beta test, and they have been experimenting consistently. So this should be no surprise to anyone, particularly that you know that you have been duped. You have been non-consensually implanted, whether you want to call it mRNA or you want to call it biologics or genetics. The bottom line is just these are just smaller implants that you can't see with the human eye. Now, you are going to be connected to the Internet of Things. Each and every one of you is a walking node. We have a whistleblower who was at the meeting with BioNTech, and we verified his notes, and they were talking about utilizing this lipid nano.
I mean, wait a minute. Bill Gates has patents 10 years old about lipid nano and vaccines to track you by satellite and 5G to control you in the blockchain.
Correct. And he was a big investor in BioNTech, okay? A huge investor.
I want listeners to know, you're not just saying this. I know it sounds, it's like I already, everything you say is like, yeah, I already know that. I know that. The public doesn't get it. I'm not trying to be saying they're dumb. I'm just saying, folks, he's not lying here. This is real.
Yeah, well, they can fact check. And I have no issue with anyone fact checking what I'm saying. Because I know that when they do that, they're going to find out it is absolutely 100% true.
So this is a covert revolution. That's so obvious they can't cover it up. Now, what do we do?
Yeah. Well, I think these are war crimes. This is a bioweapon. And we need to stand up and start holding people accountable. We need to start, I believe what Dr. Cruz is sharing, decentralize the monetary system. We need to decentralize the education system so that parents out there have the freedom to
no,
have
you're right.
whatever
Only
education
centralization allows this to operate.
Correct. And decentralization in the health system, which has been weaponized against us. The Rockefeller health system is not your friend. It is designed to have recurring revenue. Okay, it is designed to keep you sick so that you continue to depend on big pharma.
It's designed to suck your money out while they kill you. So this came out 15 years ago, and I first reported people didn't believe me. I was told by Marines and Army that they were doing these drills of mowing down the public, but they said, we're not going to tell you it's the public. We're going to say it's zombies. But they would tell the Marines and Army, look, when society collapses, we believe it's going to happen during any emergency. The public within a week becomes rabid killers, which is true. Not defending the idea, but it's just how it works. You're going to have to mow them down. We're going to call them zombies. So they have these drills of just mowing down thousands of Americans, training them, but they call them zombies. Like, why is the Army training for a zombie apocalypse? Why is the Marine Corps? Because that's just the cover story, and they're gearing up literally for this, but they're the ones releasing it as the brains rot, as the public goes crazy, as society breaks down, and then the elites will pull everybody back under them, saying they're protecting them while they're depopulating us, when it's all a master plan, just like the movie The Kingsman, where the screen programs you to kill everybody, but really it's the chemicals, the nanotech, then the electromagnetic programming you, but they're telling you what their plan is. It's like Moonraker 2.0.
Yeah, and I think the final piece of that puzzle is decentralize the food system. Why make it so difficult for people to grow their own natural, healthy, organic foods? But this is all by design. You know, I know what the answer is, and the answer is this is about complete slavery and control. And you're not part of the plan at the top. And when people start to realize that this is no longer about us, I think it's too late for us. But it's not too late for us to take a stand for our genealogy and our children and our generations to come. And that's what's important here. And I think that's what everyone needs to take to heart and really think about that. Do you want a future if your children are one of the lucky ones? But are they lucky if they're completely enslaved, where their thoughts, their cognitive freedom are no longer theirs? Remember, I've shared with people the documents in previous episodes about how you can imprint memory sets and erase memory sets. So if someone can program your belief system, what kind of freedom is that? Is that the future that you want for your children? And I know every parent out there, that bond between a parent and a child, that love, you want nothing for the best. So if you really, truly want the best for them, you better stand up now. For those of you who stay quiet, you're just as culpable. And I hate to be so direct, and some people may take that in a different way that I intend. But the bottom line is I'm trying to wake your butt up, because this is no joke. This is real. This is happening now. And if you don't stop it, your children don't have a chance.
It's just incredible. I want to play a clip from the 12-year-old movie, 2014, Johnny Depp, The Singularity. Because when I saw this, I was like, oh, my God, they're going to create smart nanotech, smart dust, which I already talked about. It takes us all over, and it protects us. But, no, it's actually absorbing us. This is the Borg. And it's not coming from a distant star system. It's our own elites doing it. This is totally satanic. Here's the trailer.
The path to building superintelligence requires us to unlock the most fundamental secrets of the universe.
Intelligent machines will soon allow us to conquer our most intractable challenges.
To develop new methods for the early detection of cancer.
To build a better future for all of us.
Simply put, to save lives.
Once online, its analytical power will be greater than the collective intelligence of every person born in the history of the world.
Professor?
What did you do?
Take out the cores.
Revolutionary independence from technology, RIF.
They hit AI labs all over the country.
You're determined to stop any attempt at what you call transcendence.
We're looking at 5 weeks before a system shuts down.
When I'm gone, keep moving forward.
I won't let you go.
We can upload his consciousness.
We can save him.
Not like this. If we missed anything, how will you know who you're dealing with? Oh, my God.
It's like my mind has been set free. I'm going to need to expand. I need more power. Get him online.
This is no will.
Shut it down.
Shut it down? It's him!
Where are you going?
Everywhere.
Your friends? They don't know the danger.
If she connects to the internet, the first thing it'll do is copy it up. And then there is no taking it down. The real will die.
Whatever it is, building an army out there.
What is this?
It's evolution.
This isn't evolution. It's an abomination.
What the hell's happening? I'm able to fix them.
This has gone too far, Will. Stop it!
I don't understand. This is the future.
This is not our future. Evelyn! You're not here with me.
So they're building data centers everywhere. Saying we don't get to have any energy, but it does. It's all the water. It's everything. And notice, it's about the elite living forever. That's what this AI is for.
It will be the end of mankind as we know it.
But then he becomes a dust, takes us all over. We now know have no consciousness. He is our God. But this is a good movie. He's the hero, Jesse Beltran.
Well, you're absolutely true. And that pretty much it puts the nail on the head. And this is why, you know, the white hats are starting to come forward. I know the phenomenon about the scientists all disappearing or dying. I have another whistleblower opportunity, MI6 intelligence guy.
Stay there. Do five more minutes with us. People need to go, though, to your amazing sponsor, our amazing sponsor. It's incredible. It's on record a key later. It's one of the best, if not the best. It's very special. Zeolites. We'll put that on screen for folks. You get 10% off when you use promo code Alex. We'll put that URL up if we can for TV viewers. Masterpiece.health. Promo code Alex, 10% off. We'll be right back. Masterpiece.health. Stay with us. Because of God's providence, I was able to get on air in 1994. By 1996, I had a local radio show with number one ratings because Freedom's popular. By 97, I was syndicated. God's hand has been on this operation. It's incredible. We set up InfoWars, the URL, in 1997, 28 years ago. And finally, the Democrats, after almost a decade of attacks, have been successful shutting it down. But they don't control the InfoWar because the InfoWar is not a URL. It is we the people. It is you. And that's where we are right now. So our enemies hope and pray they can claim we've been defeated and you believe the lie and go back to sleep. It's not going to happen. We together, not just myself, but the viewers and listeners and our guests and our crew, are the epicenter of the great awakening against the globalist great reset. So this is your mission if you choose to accept it. Take these two URLs, alexjoneslive.com for all the news articles, all the videos, the live streams, and hit your email list, your text message list every day and say, the forbidden information is here, alexjoneslive.com. And then this URL is just as important, alexjonesapp.com, where you can download on Android and on Apple, the free Alex Jones app with our live feeds, news, and more. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so critical. We have people power. It will override the AI. It will override the globalists. But you have to get excited, and you have to take action. The Alex Jones Network is launched. AlexJonesLive.com is launched. AlexJonesApp.com is launched. Now the ball is in your court in this victory as true patriots, as the vanguard of the resistance against tyranny, as modern Paul Revere's, to take your ride. Do it now and share those URLs, and we are unstoppable.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
So far, I'm about to leave this studio, go down to the podcasting studio, and interview a very interesting fellow, Myron Gaines. You don't want to miss that. Got a bunch of big topics we haven't hit, and breaking news we're going to get to with him. But Jesse, I want to give you the floor in the last 5 minutes just to hit any other points, because I don't interrupt a lot because you're so smart. It all just triggers me. Everything you're saying, you know, is just dead on. When I met you, I already knew who you were. I was like, God, this guy knows what he's talking about. You got to come on for like a 2-hour commercial free soon here. you said all your exhibits, and I can't wait to get you in town. But in 4 minutes we got left, you got the floor.
Well, you know, my work has been to help those who are suffering with this HA phenomenon, Havana syndrome phenomenon, and they truly are. They're being attacked 24/7, 365 days a year. Because of our efforts and platforms like yours, Alex, and Sean Johnson, and all of those other platforms who have allowed me to have a voice, to allow the millions of people that are out there following our work and who we represent, this has been an honor. And more whistleblowers continue to come through and forward. We have another MI6, former MI6 agent who is about to come forward, and he was friends with one of the scientists who, you know, there's a phenomenon where there's been about 13 scientists so far who have disappeared, suicided themselves, or they don't know what has happened to them. They're just missing. But this particular scientist, her name was Amy Eckridge, and she was complaining about suffering from this directed energy weapon Havana syndrome issue. And she was on video saying, I am not suicidal. I do not want to kill myself. And made sure that the world knew about it. So she went to the extent of videotaping herself and putting it out there. And then 4 hours later, she was found with a gunshot wound to the head. And they claim it was suicide. I know these types of things.
And didn't she also get hit with a directed energy weapon?
Yes, she was complaining about being hit with dues. And so we're right now working on coordinating that interview. And, you know, I'll be sure to make sure that we show our first viewing on your show, your platform, Alex, because you have been such a supporter, you and Sean. And we really appreciate you. And I guarantee you, you are a voice for all of those victims out there who are suffering from this and that have no help because our federal government will not represent them. And this is why I say every
Well, listen, to interrupt you. I've interviewed people like, what was his name? He was a certified Iran-Contra CIA guy, testified in Congress. He's still around. I remember him like 5 years. One, he was exposing him in like the early 90s. In his house, they blew him out of his bed with the directed energy, blew his arm out of socket, fried. He got all welts all over him. And then they told him, do it again. We're going to hit with full power. But they had this a long time.
Yes. Well, that's what Rafe talks about. He says it's a multifaceted system. Remember, he says that initially their agents and their assets are being, they're using this as a communication device, synthetic telepathy. So they read your thoughts in nanosecond latency, so real time. But if you step out of line or don't follow orders, then they turn it up a little and becomes a torture device. And if you really get out of line, it becomes lethal. And he went through all three of those phases, but fortunately survived it. So, you know, this is why I say to everyone out there who thinks that this is not going to happen to them, you better think twice, because eventually it's going to happen to everyone if we don't utilize
I totally agree. Cooperation Jesse, recognition. I agree. We can come together and meet it. We'll talk to you soon. MassPeace.health, promo code Alex 100% off. Everybody needs to get MassPeace. It's an incredible zeolite. Thank you so much, Jesse. God bless you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Alex. You too.
Thanks for being here on our first news show, the Alex Jones Network, alexjoneslive.com. Stay with us. Well, Bloomberg and the Democrats think they've shut down InfoWars. It's just URL. But the InfoWar is we the people. The real power of this operation is you. So they are desperate right now. They are panicking. The whole world's waking up. They are praying that you don't share these two URLs. alexjoneslive.com, our new news site, with all the articles, the streaming, the special reports, everything they fear. And alexjonesapp.com, where you can download the free Android and Apple apps and then share with everybody you know. So take those two URLs, get your whole email list, your text message list, tell your neighbors, your friends, your family, perfect strangers, the second American Revolution worldwide is happening right now. The spirit of 1776 is alive and well through you. Take action now at alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. The ball's in your court. Now take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere. is a white supremacy problem. And it's weird, old, elitist white people that are literally manipulating everybody, killing each other so they can stay in power. And it pisses me off when I sit there pissed off watching this, watching these wild-eyed, crazy people that want to kill me because what color I am. I know who brainwashed them. I know who wound them up. I know who sent them. I don't blame the dumbasses. No, I blame Carbo and John Podesta and the Clintons and Obama and the rest of them. That's who I blame. I know they got whistleblowers out the door at the DOJ. The problem is they don't have prosecutors with testicles to do the job. Can you feel the future? Can you feel the danger? Can you feel the destruction? I certainly do. But I don't think you dumbasses that serve evil do. See, you're in a new ball game. It's a new era. And you know what Thomas Jefferson said? The blood of patriots and tyrants waters the tree of liberty. And I don't want that. And there's a good chance we can avoid a lot of that. But not according to the left. They are just whole hog, let's get it on. And so, you know my view, I think it's your view, not out starting fights, not trying to get in trouble. But if people are looking for trouble, they came to the right place. If you want a war, you got one. If you have some need to be stomped into the ground, well, you came to the right place with the American people. Because America was asleep, and you thought we were intimidated while you pissed in our faces and did all this to us. No, people were asleep. The spell is lifted. It's over. You need to learn to look at a weather vane and see which way the wind blows. It's blowing against you, and this wind, this headwind, is unstoppable. The only question is, are you smart enough to understand that? Surrender is your only option. Surrender now. Give up now. Stop now.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
If, by Rudyard Kipling, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to, broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools,
1776 will commence again.
If you can make one heap of all your winnings, and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
didn't get it. The onion didn't get it. Everything good? Good. Did all that go out?
Yeah.
Good. I just didn't have any audio until I just got it by here.
Yeah, sorry. So I had to fix a route back to
your ear. Well, I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining. But all, should I repeat anything?
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah. This is the first time we've been doing this in here live, so.
Yeah, no worries.
It's going to be, which I don't mind. You know, it's like Access TV is where I started off, so I'm kind of used to that. So did we get the intro to him and all that?
No, I had to. I stepped away to go fix something, and so I didn't realize you were going to go live at the time. And Derek was here. I didn't realize you went live and didn't open your mic there. So, repeat.
Okay, so let's start over. Myron Gaines, that must have been great. Everybody watched me sitting there talking on TV. I don't know how to repeat all that. You have a very popular podcast. I was out there with you in Miami. I was wanting to get you on the show for the last month. You were saying, I'm going to wait. I didn't know you wanted to come to town. Yeah. So then I finally got you. Oh, great, he's on. She was, Daria, my producer, said, no, he's on the show in person. So I said, stay a day. You're here with us. So much to get into. So much to talk about. The Onion was not able to take us over, but they coordinated with the state court to shut us down today so they could. So they didn't get it, but they were able to shut us down. And so now they are just totally enraged, totally pissed off, just to recap that. But I wanted to get you back on to talk about big picture America, where we see all this going. And you know, I'm not obsessed with Israel, except when Israel is coming in to take over our foreign policy.
Yeah.
Israel said bracing for Iran fighting to resume soon as Trump briefing on military options. If we get an overhead shot, that'd be great. And then we've got over here, U.S. cable outlines new construct to control Strait of Hormuz. And then we've got right here. And then we've got this other stuff here. Eye-opening graphic shows how Iran war is most unpopular conflict in the last 76 years. Pentagon. Congress said in 60 days they would do a war powers vote. Now they're not. We have also Israel is coming out saying, oh, Trump's a loser if he doesn't do a ground war, doesn't get all the uranium, which is impossible, needle in a haystack. Even if they did get it all, even though Iran gave it up, Israel's not going to say that's the case. So now Trump wants ground troops. He got briefed yesterday on it. They're talking about it. How insane is that? Have a foreign government that wants a wider Israel literally taking us into total destruction with the interest rates about to go up with the inflation exploding, destroying Trump's plan. How the hell do they do this? Is Trump compromised?
You know, a lot of people think that way. And I'll tell you this and we were talking about this yesterday, the Zagros Mountains. And then obviously, because Iran is like literally fortified. So like to the west, you got the Zagros Mountains, which, you know, Saddam Hussein had a very difficult time with being able to traverse that. And then obviously you got the Alborz Mountains to the north. So an invasion would be catastrophic. I mean, we were struggling with, you know, some weirdos with the Taliban in Afghanistan with the way that their setup is, the geography with the mountains. It would be a nightmare with an actual real military, because keep in mind, the IRGC is not their army. They got something called the Artesh. The IRGC is like a whole other component that answers directly to the supreme leader. So, and they're like a million strong between all their different armed forces. So it would be a nightmare to do a ground assault into Iran. And I hope not, because my thing is, you know, the Iraq war was one of the biggest monumental F-ups that we could have ever had. And to see us repeating history, that's why I'm so outspoken about this war, because I just don't want to happen again, because we don't have the same level of access with independent media that we had, you know, we have way more now than we did 20, 30 years ago.
And let's remember that the Pentagon, the Joint Chiefs, all of them told Trump, don't do this. Yeah. It was the Mossad and Netanyahu, and even the IDF said, no, we won't probably get regime change. So even they told Trump, well, go ahead and do it, but don't expect this. So Trump got lied to. Now we're 62 days in, completely suckered. And now he thinks, oh, I'll double down and they'll fall by going into one of the most dangerous areas built like a trap.
Yeah.
The Strait of Hormuz.
Yeah. I mean, they have an enormous amount of launchers. And the thing is with them is that they have these launchers that can shoot a rocket and then, you know, go right back underground or move or whatever. And, you know, it's funny because I remember the first couple of days of the war, I remember they said, oh, we destroyed 90% of their launchers. There's 100 launchers left. Well, we know that's not true. You know, that they have way more than we think. And, you know, in every single way, we militarily underestimated Iran and their ability to not only just, you know, mount a retaliation, but also to, you know, take a lot of damage. And, you know,
but the Pentagon didn't, and Trump ignored them.
Yeah. Yeah.
They
warned him. That's what kills me. A week before, dude, they put out this intel report like, hey, if you kill the Ayatollah, it's not going to really make that much of a difference. And he did it anyway, which is like the most disturbing part here. And then Marco Rubio let us slip. Oh, yeah, well, we knew the Israelis were going to attack. And then we knew that if an attack happened, that they were going to attack both of us. So we got involved. So basically, they did drag us into war, for anyone that wants to sit there and say, well, no, they didn't drag us into war. They absolutely did, because we had no choice, because we knew that if Israel attacked, they would have attacked both of us regardless. It's crazy, dude. Absolutely nuts.
And now it appears Trump's going to double down. How the hell do we get him to stop this? I mean, it's going to kill his recovery. It already is. It's so. And then we're called traitors if we just point out stuff we've been proven right. We're all vindicated, but we're still the bad guys.
Every big conservative needs to rally against this war and criticize it, say it's bad. Talk about it, because the thing is like, look, I get it. There's a lot of people that are Trump loyalists or whatever, but this war is going to hurt everybody, right? And we're already looking at people paying twice for the price of gas now, with 400 million barrels of oil out of strategic reserve, with him putting all these Truth Social posts out there trying to time the markets. So, you know, it's only a matter of time until we really feel the consequences of this, and it's coming sooner than later, right? Like, we don't feel it yet 100% because obviously this is still a relatively new event, but in a couple months, it's going to really start hurting. And then,
well, the economists are saying it's happening quicker than they thought. It's actually worse than they thought it would be.
Yeah, well, with the fertilizer, like, yeah, other countries are feeling it way worse than us. Like Australia, for example, they're going to have a food shortage. They don't even have
jet fuel. They're almost out.
England, yep. I saw in England they had to shut down a couple of airlines and flights. Also, Keir Starmer, I watched a couple weeks into the war, England already is kind of having like a full panic mode with energy. They've already started subsidizing people's electric and gas in the UK. So, you know, this is just very bad. And it completely backfired because we've emboldened and strengthened our enemies. Like, Russia's making money hand over fist now because the sanctions have been lifted. So they're selling their gas. They're selling their oil. You know, a country that was the number one, the most sanctioned country in the world is now making money a whole bunch.
I mean, for me, China's a big threat. The EU, right. The globalists, the left, the whole leftist red-green alliance with, you know, Islam components. So I was always like, Israel criticizing USS Liberty. Yeah, AIPAC, they're a problem, blah, blah, blah. But one place where I was blindsided is that Trump didn't let Israel control his foreign policy. He did Abraham Accords and things that seemed reasonable in the last administration, but also seemed friendly to Israel, but seemed friendly to the Arabs and the Muslims. So I was for it. Now he's doing something so reckless, but the Israel knows they're dragging us in this. They know it's a long war, and it's so reckless of Israel. And so Israel really is now the number one threat to world peace. It's the most unpopular country in the world in Gallup polls. It's only getting worse. It knows it's got this position. So now it wants to drag us in, thinking, well, we'll win if America's on our side. I mean, this is madness.
Yeah, and, you know, I think a lot of the problems here, you know, and I truly do think if we want to figure out the Middle East and solve the problems in the Middle East, we have to answer the Palestine question. And that is the reason why we've had all these issues there. The Israelis don't want to create a one-state or a two-state solution. That's why they killed Yitzhak Rabin back in the 90s, because he was working towards a two-state solution with Yasser Arafat. But until we handle this, we're always going to have problems in the Middle East. And Israel looks at it like, well, we have no need to negotiate because the U.S. is going to back us no matter what we do. So we can behave as reckless as we want. We can bomb all our enemies and all our neighbors, because there's nothing telling them that they have to exercise some level of diplomacy. That's why they're so reckless in their foreign policy. So I think that would be...
Well, what's the magic button with Israel?
Because
like you said yesterday, even if Netanyahu, you know, disappeared, he's not even the radical now.
Yeah, he's not even the radical. And I don't think a lot of Americans know that like, Netanyahu is the most measured one of his Likud party. The rest of them are, like, absolutely crazy. I think to fix this problem, we would need to come up with some type of one-state solution or a two-state solution. I don't think a two-state would work anymore. But if we came up with a one-state solution where, look, you bring in these Palestinians, this is how I would do it. You bring in the Palestinians, make them citizens, give them some level of sovereignty. And I know what they're going to say. Well, this is a Jewish state. We need to maintain a Jewish majority because we'll be overrun with Palestinians and they'll have the majority. Okay, fair. How about this? We'll let you guys have a 51% representation over at the Knesset and your other government bodies. And then the Palestinians can have 49%. But once you start doing that, everything else will kind of start working its way out.
Because now they're stakeholders.
They're stakeholders. They have invested interest in the country succeeding. Hezbollah and Hamas are not going to be as active because they were resistance groups created to fight them, IRGC, etc. Once you answer the Palestine question, everything else kind of falls, gets fixed. Then we can actually have real diplomacy.
But you're not cynical enough. Israel founded Hamas to discredit any legitimate government. Netanyahu's bragged about it. So I love how any of us that are against any of this, we're called traitors. We're called, you know, agents of Qatar or whatever. but then meanwhile, Israel, Netanyahu was giving $2 billion a year to Hamas and stood down on October 7th and then has put Al-Qaeda in charge of Syria. So I don't want to hear it. Let me tell you who's on the payroll and paying the payroll of the radical Islamists. It's Israel. So I don't want to hear it. It's just, it's preposterous.
They knew October 7th was happening. And, you know,
seven and a half hours stand now.
Yeah. And here's the other thing, too. Egyptian intelligence warned them that they were going to plan to attack on October 7th. And the reason why Egypt told them is because Egypt, you know, doesn't want to get, they want to get their aid from us. So part of them getting the aid from the United States is playing nice with obviously Israel and stuff like that. So Jordan, same thing with Jordan, because we give them quite a bit of foreign aid as well.
Yeah, no, Egypt tortures to death whoever Israel tells them to.
Yeah. And they warned them. They told them, hey, you guys are going to get attacked. And when Israel got attacked, they're like, oh, well, we're going to see what we're going to cover our own asses here. Yeah, we told them and they didn't do anything. Well, Egypt.
Because Israel probably would blame them.
Precisely.
Remember how Qatar made Netanyahu sign contracts when he asked them to pay Hamas? Because they knew he'd turn around and...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's controlled opposition. And, they always need an enemy there so they can say, look, see, we can't do negotiations with these guys. They're crazy. See, look, they want to kill us. And it allows them to...
Sure, and I heard you with Harrison. You said it was a good hour you did. And I get it. Expose the bad of Israel over and over again. I think most people know that now. My issue is, how do we stop AIPAC and how do we get Congress out of this cult so that they can't, like, literally drag us into full invasion of Iran? I mean, I'm about the issues here now.
The fund, yeah. So what I
would
do is...
And I do it, too, the litany of this and this and that in Israel.
Of course.
And it's kind of, you know, we do it. But at the end of the day, what about just them not running our foreign policy and not dragging us into nuclear war?
I think step one, we'd have to disable the lobbies, right? Step one would be disabling the lobbies and their ability to influence politicians, and we got to put politicians in that, you know... Don't put Israel first.
Yeah, what other foreign government's allowed to control our Congress? I mean, it's not like there are corporations and governments that do some lobbying. Israel brags they run it.
Yeah.
And the Mitch Perry goes, oh, Israel has no power. It's a tiny lobby. It's the biggest lobby now. There's no doubt.
Yeah, and it's not just them having influence over, you know, or politics. They also have an enormous amount of influence, like in big tech, for example. Like they bought TikTok, right? Now on TikTok, that controls, you know, a significant amount of the news that young people get.
Yeah, by the way, soon as Larry Ellison took over TikTok, you can't even put my name in there now.
Really?
Like, it was bad before, but it's like total censorship now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they've banned the watermelon emojis from the river to the sea. They banned all that stuff. TikTok used to be very pro-Palestine, and they obviously, you know, got rid of that immediately. Then you look at, like, Meta. Meta made Zionist a protected term now, so it's considered hate
speech. Well, the ADL has said criticism of Zionism, you should be banned and debanked.
Yeah, and this is what I mean when I say if we're going to fix this problem domestically, disable the lobbies, get rid of this overrepresentation in big tech and the censorship issue because they control a lot of these censorship organizations. Then we need to have like some real discussion about creating a one-state or two-state solution. And if we do that, then everything else kind of falls into place.
Sure. The problem is that I don't see that happening. Israel instead is going for broke to control our domestic policy, to control foreign policy. And Israel's clearly going for broke. The people running it are. So I just see total disaster.
Yeah, I mean, if we don't change course now, I will say this, as much as I hate admitting this, Mamdani proved that if you campaign in a certain manner, even though he's a socialist, I'm not too much of a fan of that, but he basically created the blueprint that I think the Democrats are going to employ in 2028, where they're going to come in on the, we don't support Israel, we're grassroots, we're just like you, we want a better country, blah, blah, blah. I think that's going to be the way to get a lot of the young people to vote for you, especially since people on both the left and the right, young people, don't support.
And then meanwhile, the Democrats didn't try to block Trump with the War Powers Act, though. So they let him go ahead and do it, but so they can just say he did it, but they're part of it, too.
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, I've always said it, you know, left wing, right wing, the bird still always goes to Israel no matter what. And we need to get rid of politicians on both sides of the aisle that are, you know, super supportive of Israel, because I think that's a big problem for us that controls our foreign policy.
Well, Israel's like the original Ukraine, where it's a place to launder money and do whatever you want.
Yeah. Yeah. Sex offenders go there. Criminals run there, because they have the right of return. And then Israel doesn't like extraditing people, even when they're wanted in the United States.
Sure. Well, it's all coming to a head, though. What do we do about Trump getting ground troops ready? Because I'm told by the Pentagon, no, they're gearing up. They're being told to expect it to happen.
We all have to oppose it and criticize them hard and just lay into them and lay into, Hegseth, the whole cabinet, him, Rubio, J.D. Vance, everybody. Another thing, too, also I've noticed, Marco Rubio is not doing these negotiations with the Iranians, which he should be. That he's a Secretary of State. That's his job.
Yeah.
I think a big part of the reason why he's not doing it is because he knows that this war is a catastrophe. And
he's hiding. I agree.
It's going to hurt his 2028 ambitions for running for president. Even J.D. Vance, I could see, you know, he's kind of realizing, oh, man, we might get cooked from this war.
Well, behind the scenes, he was against it. Once Trump did it, he was like, okay, I'm for it.
You know, I read somewhere else that he was for it, but he said that it's got to be quick and you got to hit him very hard.
No, that's once Trump had already hit him.
Okay, that's after? Okay.
Not defending Vance, but he definitely doesn't like it.
Yeah. Well, it's going to tank his 2028 ambitions. And then I read somewhere else that, you know, he might not even run for president in 2028. And I know Rubio, I think, is purposely staying away from doing talks with the Iranians because it would sabotage potentially his 2028 thing. But we're not going to forget. We're going to, I mean, I remember you grilled him before. He's, I think he is friends with you. But yeah, no, I think.
Well, the media never shows the full clip.
Yeah.
So he's going along.
That was hilarious.
There's a scrum with a bunch of reporters. I wait, and then I get my question. But hey, this hearing today about censorship was brought up about me. You know, will you please defend? We've got the full clip. We got to re-upload that because we were banned then. I'd just been taken off the internet, basically. So we put the full thing where I'm like polite for like 5 minutes. Going, I'm like, Senator, I'm Alex Jones. I'm being really censored. You know, can you guys talk about this? Because I've been taken off the internet for blah, blah, blah. And he goes, who are you? Nobody knows who you are.
Yeah,
and I went, well, that's true. So it looks like I'm being a jerk because the media, yeah. Reuters and AP,
you know who you were.
They all, of course, but they all cut in at that point. I was like, hey man, I'm being, you know, so that's why I got pissed off.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he says, I'll beat your ass. He goes, I'll take you myself.
Yeah, no, he was being very standoffish and pompous, but yeah, he's the one that should be doing.
Well, I didn't know why he was like.
Fox.
Even Democrats I see in the halls don't act that hateful to me. I mean, I was just wondering, like, what do you think when he saw me? It was like Satan had walked up.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he knew who you were. He was just trying to play
dumb. No, I know. So why was he such a jerk?
Because he's a jerk. He's totally owned and bought by, you know, the Jewish lobby, in America, especially in Florida. Oh, man, it's very bad.
So you think Rubio, I mean, he's all about freeing up Cuba and stuff. I mean, I think he's eloquent and has a lot of good policies overall. I don't trust him.
He's a good talker.
But, I mean, he just doesn't like me.
Yeah, he's a good politician, which, you know, if you're a good politician, that means you're going to be a good liar. Like, you know what I mean? That's what they're known for. But... I see.
We're on a break.
Yeah, yeah. I saw the time. I was like, you know what? Let me not get into the next topic.
I have been very blessed and honored in 32 years on air and 28 years of InfoWars to have seen the whole world change. When I first got started, almost nobody knew about the globalists. People were literally in the dark. Look how far we've come. We are exposing them. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings, the poison COVID shots, the open borders, the global wars, the 5G, all of it is coming out. Humanity is rallying. This is the fourth turning. This is the great awakening. It is the answer to their great reset. I am so proud of humanity, and I'm so thankful to all the viewers and listeners who over the years have supported us by prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at thealexjonesnetwork.com. So InfoWars has been shut down, but we've launched the Alex Jones Network. We plan to crank this sucker up. We got new studios, even bigger, being built. And we want to go 19 hours a day live by the end of 2026 from 5 a.m. until midnight. So if I build it, will you come? Yes, I know you will. So now more than ever, go to thealexjonesstore.com and get incredible supplements. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red is proprietary. Our bovine colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot Fuel, incredible collectible knives, and so much more. You are literally financing the tip of the spear and the resistance that the tyrants and the globalists hate above everything else. InfoWars is a proven winner. They have a URL. They have an old studio. That means nothing. You are the InfoWar. And if you accept this mission, if you take action, if you spread the word, if you share our links, AlexJonesLive.com, the news site, the live feeds, the articles, the videos, it's incredible. If you share the feed with everybody you know at AlexJonesApp.com, the free Droid or Apple download of the app, it is insane. All the power lies with you. That's why when callers call in and thank me, I say, thank me. I would fight this no matter what. I'd fight it in a ditch. I'd fight if I was homeless. We're all in this together. You have all the power, but you have to use the power now. Share the feeds to alexjoneslive.com. Share the URL, alexjonesapp.com. And go to the alexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel to wear your uniform of liberty openly and proudly. It's such an adventure to wear this apparel and to get the incredible supplements that will empower your life so you'll know how real this is. I only sell stuff that really works, so I want you to get it and take it and love it and have a great response. We have a 90+% reorder rate. So many of you are on the fence. Take action now. Step into a wider world. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and support this broadcast. But regardless, take the feed, take the live links at alexjoneslive.com/show and on Rumble and Relox Shows on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those links, and it changes the world. You are unstoppable when you decide to get up at the plate and take action. This is real. This isn't hype. You've seen the results. Now the ball's in your
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
This is
and then the Daily Wire thing.
This is totally cuckoo. This is the 30th time I'm keeping track that Trump says the Iran war is over.
Yeah.
So now Congress wanted to have the 60-day review for the war powers. So they should have done day one. And so now this just broke. We'll put the article up. Politico. Oh, you don't need war powers. The war is over. He said regime change has happened like 10 times.
Yep.
He said the strait's open 12 times. This is the 30th time in day 62. She does every 2 days on average that he says it's over. This is the gaslighting. And I want to bash Trump. But, I mean, look, they just say he was a liar all the time. I know you were a Trump supporter, too. No, he was one of the most honest people ever. Now, for the last, like, 10 months, it changed. He's become the biggest fucking liar.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an insult to everybody. I mean, I even had Gavin McGinnis on, who's still a supporter of this. I like him. He goes, no, almost all my friends that are Trump supporters don't like this now and hate him.
Yeah.
He said like 90%. And I talked to everybody else. They get the same number.
Yeah, no one's favorable of this war. And
so So you just told me, and it's true, Daily Wire just laid off 50% of their staff. That's indicative of it being a literal Zionist-funded, Israeli-funded organization, just like Salem turns out is literally run by the IDF, funded by the government directly, while they're accusing us of being foreign agents, no evidence.
Yeah.
And so, but look, they're all falling apart, losing their audiences doing this. Trump's going to lose the midterms, and he's lying to Congress. Put it back up there, please, Politico, that we won the war again, so there's no need to have a war thing when it's a huge war. And let me read, did Iran actually say it's over? I bet they didn't.
Yeah, no, they probably didn't. They never do. I think this is a play to kind of try to get the markets to recover because we hit like 120-something to over the past couple of days. We've been flirting into 120 range.
And it's another manipulation of oil.
That's what I think. Anytime I've noticed this with Trump, because I've been watching what he says versus what the price of Brent is. Anytime we get close to 120, that seems to be the trigger point where he makes a big announcement.
I don't think you're right. He's doing that.
Yeah.
But I thought he could only do it two or three times. This is like dozens of times.
Yeah, pretty much.
So anytime how long like can he cry wolf like this?
Well, like we were discussing before, I agree with you 100% that it's not making as much of a big change every time he says, you know, oh, the strait is open or war is done or we're winning or, you know, we're going to have peace or some other crap like that. It's not working as much. You know, we would see a $5, $10 drop. Now it's not going down that much every time he makes these announcements. But, yeah, this is like the 20th time he's, like, said the war is over. I remember the first, like, couple weeks in. Yeah, the war's pretty much done. We're almost over.
It's 30 times.
Yeah.
30 times he said it's basically over, it is over, regime change.
Which is not a regime
change. He goes, because I killed him, it's regime change. Yeah.
Is the Rubio, worst regime in power now?
You saw Rubio 3 days ago go, well, actually, we killed the mullahs, so worse people are in now. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's crazy to me how, like, they just think the American public is dumb. It's like, dude, his son took over. you injured his son. He's like, you know, badly maimed. His daughter's dead. His dad is dead. I think his wife got killed in a strike too. The people that are in power now are hardliners. They're worse. Now they're, and these guys want a nuclear bomb. Unlike, you know, Ali Khamenei who wants.
Yeah, they've come out said, well, we had a follower before, but he's dead. And so we can put one together quick.
Exactly. And that's what I think they're probably racing towards if they don't already have one out at this point. Because we've proven the only way that you're going to stop U.S. and Israeli aggression is by having a nuclear bomb.
By North Korea.
Proved that. Precisely. Kim Jong-un proved that.
I mean, but even the German leader, he was right when he said, I'm a fan of mirrors. He said, Iran doesn't need Trump to make it full of Trump. He's done it himself with all of this constantly, five times a day, changing the story. That's the worst thing. That's not 3D chess. That is the worst thing in politics is the flip-flop.
Yeah.
You know, if you flip-flop as a politician in a year, you're bad. He's flip-flopping every day.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do think a big part of it is controlling the markets. I think that's a big part of it is trying to, you know, keep that Brent under 120. Because I've noticed
And they also catch all his insider trading on it.
Yes. Yeah. They're making plays right before he makes every Truth Social post. So
every time, like 3 hours before he says, we have peace, it's over, and oil plunges, they put in put options against oil.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's totally people insider trading.
And then he promised to give all the staff, the lowest level, from the chef to the butler to the secretary's
pardons. Yeah, on his way out. Yeah, he's going to have to. You know what? I predicted this. I think they're going to, like, these kinetic strikes that they did on these guys on the boats, the drug stuff. I think the Democrats, if they get in power, they're going to go after Hegseth.
We'll talk about that. You're a former federal DHS officer.
Yeah.
I've talked to lawyers and people. If they know it's coming to the U.S. and hits our waters, you can kill them. But when it's in international waters, he can't, right?
Yeah, well, so that's why he designated them as a terrorist organization. Because when he designated them as a terrorist organization, Trinidad, Aragua, et cetera, that allows him to utilize certain, you know, resources that otherwise wouldn't be available to him in, like normally for law enforcement. Because I did drug trafficking for a while when I was on a job.
I knew that, yeah.
And, like, you know, these kinetic strikes, I was like, wow, this is
Well, plus, you want to come up with a helicopter and a boat and grab them to get the evidence.
Exactly.
Why do you want to kill them?
Yeah, like, blowing them up is, I'm not going to lie, is kind of crazy. And I just, you know, what I think is more than likely going to happen is they're going to absolutely go after Hegseth.
No, I agree. And they're going to, if they have the Senate, they're going to be able to get the impeachment. So who do you think tricked Trump into doing that? Because this is obviously a setup.
With the kinetic strikes or labeling them as a terrorist organization?
Well, obviously, to do it, he had to do the terror thing, but that doesn't...
Yeah.
Where do you think he got the idea to do that himself?
I think he was looking at it like, we need to take Maduro out of power. So in order for me to take Maduro out of power, we know that we have an indictment on him, because they indicted him back in, like, 2020. And then if they label Trinidad y Aragua as a terrorist organization, that gives them military resources they can use, the intel community. Because in law enforcement, you know, intel and law enforcement don't really, it's like water and oil. Like, it doesn't really blend too well. But if you label them as a terrorist organization, now you have the justification to utilize both law enforcement and intel resources. That's how I think they were able to get the justification. Hey, he's indicted in a criminal court here, but let's go ahead and use intel resources to go kidnap him and bring him in under the ruse of he's indicted. And that's what they—that's how they were.
Yeah,
able to
Yeah, I mean, I think they may not get impeachment on that. They could probably argue.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, that one.
But blowing up boats.
But blowing up boats, yes, I think that's going to come back to bite them.
Well,
in
it did. It looks like some were with drugs, and they tracked him on the beach. They think they have that evidence, but others weren't even coming towards the U.S. and blow him up.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, maybe they had drugs or whatever, but, like, where's our jurisdiction? We don't know a boat's coming here to blow it up.
Yeah, it's murky at best. It's very murky at best. I remember, like, when we used to arrest people for, you know, because I did maritime smuggling for a while, like, you needed to establish that they were, like, either headed towards the U.S. or close to the U.S. hitting our waters to justify, you know, arresting them, prosecuting them, et cetera. This stuff here with kinetic strikes... You know, that's a bit different, and it's a bit much. And I do think that
well, some cases are blowing them up 300, 400 miles from U.S. waters.
Yeah, and they're probably saying, oh, well, these drugs were intended to come to the United States. That's probably what they're using to justify it. But in the intel world, man, like, they don't play by rules. It's completely different versus law enforcement. Like, in the intel world, they could kind of do whatever they want because for them, it's like we're gathering intel. We don't have to present anything in front of a court, in front of people.
Sure.
Due process.
Well, here's where I'm at. Less than 1% of opium production in 2001 was coming out of Afghanistan. Previous to that, it was like half.
Mm-hmm.
2 years after we liberated, by 2024, it's 80% of world production. And it wasn't the Chinese shipping in here. It was our own government allowed it in. And yeah. We hit Russia with it. So the Chinese were involved in a lot of the precursors to fentanyl. And I'm not defending it. But their argument is, hey, you've been dumping heroin on us for 200 years. So, but it's our own government. It's like, I don't want to hear about, oh, you're blowing boats up. when almost nothing's coming out of Venezuela. You want to take them out for stealing elections, communist Chinese, Cuba, you know, our own thing. Do that. But just, oh, the drugs, when our own government is literally the main purveyor of drugs in this country.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, if we're going to be honest, you know, 60% of the drugs roughly come in through the southwest border, right, when I was there in Laredo, you know, 3 hours from here. The majority of drugs come in through the southwest border nowadays. This isn't the 1980s with, you know, maritime smuggling. Like, yeah, do they still smuggle drugs in maritime-wise? Of course. But nowadays it's all, you know, a majority of it comes through the land via Mexico. So if we really want to have a war on drugs, you know, you should be targeting the Mexicans, not necessarily the Venezuelans. But I think, again, this was all kind of a ruse. Put them on the terrorist watch, put them as a foreign terrorist organization. That gives you an enormous amount of resources. You said resources to go after Maduro, kidnap him out of Venezuela, do kinetic strikes on them.
And then they put in the vice president communist and don't even have elections.
Exactly, yeah.
So that, I think with Iran, it's like, okay, I wouldn't mind if the Mullahs fold, but Israel's going to want some weaker state. They'll put something worse in.
Yeah.
Or break it in three pieces.
They were hoping with Iran that it would be similar to Venezuela, where it's like, okay, we get rid of Ali Khamenei, maybe we'll get someone in that's going to be a bit more, you know, favorable to the United States. They got a son who's going to be worse. So it's like, you know, it was just such a.
So,
you know,
put, look in your crystal ball. What do you think happens to Trump?
I think he's going to lose the midterms, and it, you know, yeah. I think he's going to lose the I think we're going to lose the midterms, and I think that there's a very serious chance that he might actually get impeached and maybe even go to jail, because the base is not happy with this. A lot of us voted for no new wars. We voted for more affordability because we saw what happened with the Kamala, you know, with Kamala and Biden, and he's doing everything he campaigned against. We're in another war. Gas prices are high. Affordability is, you know, through the roof. It's not good. So everything.
And he's telling us all the never Trumpers should be our gurus now. We must follow Mark Levin.
Yeah. The Epstein files was an enormous debacle, right?
And why do you think that's going on?
The Epstein files is
for the cover up.
Probably because his name was in there a bunch of times. His biggest mistake was campaigning, saying he was going to release him, and then dragging his feet. And then when people said, hey, release the files, he's like, well, it's a Democrat hoax. It's not real. It's fake. Oh, you're a loser if you want these files.
Yeah, he didn't say, no, me being in it's a hoax. Yeah. He said, and then his wife comes out a month ago, says, no, it's real, investigated. And he didn't know that speech was going to happen. So that looks like some problems in paradise.
Yeah, it just.
And I'm not cheerleading that, guys. I'm in horror watching Trump disintegrate, because we needed him to succeed. The world's in a major time of change. It's so dangerous. So all people go, oh, God, you don't like him. Just shut up and be positive. We were right about Iran. You were wrong. Stop shooting your mouths off, dumbasses. I'm not some liberal that just wants to dunk on Trump. I know that if he goes sideways, which he is, we're dumb because these people are coming in.
Yeah, and I mean, I voted for him too, right? So you want him to win. And, you know, this, I've just been very disappointed. The Iran war is kind of where I was like, come on, man. Like, I supported immigration when he was like doing the raids in Minneapolis. I actually praised him for it because I was like, look, doing interior immigration.
We should do that job.
It's hard. What was that?
You should do that job, right?
Yeah. Well, not so much the immigration, more investigations. But regardless, doing interior enforcement and deporting illegal aliens is very difficult, and most presidents don't have the balls to do it. He actually, you know, and I wish he didn't pull out of Minneapolis. He should have, like, just kept going. But,
well, now his new, I said, like, since they're going to back off.
Yeah, it's so bad. It's so bad, dude. It's like go to war with Iran and not do the mass deportations that you promised. You know what I mean? It's just like, what are you doing, man? What are you doing?
It's like that meme that shows Pawn Stars. They're like, I'd really like to do this. Well, best I can give you is World War III.
Because you know? he ran on going hard on immigration. That's a big part of the reason why so many people voted for him. So it's like, dude, stick with the mass deportations like you were trying to do. You know, don't bend to these guys in Minneapolis losing their minds. The shootings were justified with Alex Preddy and Renee Good. They were completely justified. Don't let these liberals make you, you know, run you off. But I do think that he wanted to create a little bit of political, I guess, wiggle room for himself with this war with Iran, which is probably why.
No, I agree. I want to hit two final topics. I don't know if I gave you this, guys. We moved down here. This Jason Whitlock Club. I love his show because he really goes after Erica Kirk from the right perspective. I don't want to just hate Erica Kirk. I don't want to just dunk on her because he gets views. She is her own worst enemy with the optics and what she's doing, how she operates. You guys have this club? We do? Great. I'm going to go to that in a minute, but first, not talking about myself, but it is a big story. You were there yesterday right before we got shut down. I know you get it because you're a smart guy. You should be in law enforcement. The court ordered through their receiver them to turn off the internet and stuff, so we had to leave.
Yep.
They ordered us out of the building 3 days ago, but then 2 days ago, the Third Circuit says, no, the receiver is removed or suspended. He can't make decisions, but I'm not going to countermand him, so I did leave. Plus, they did turn off the internet. Mm-hmm. InfoWars is down, and a bunch of other stuff got turned off, like they said they'd take if you were.
Yeah.
But they plan to have the Onion come in right when that happened and take over. That part didn't happen.
Yeah.
So they shot at us and missed, but shit at us and hit, as they say in Wisconsin. So they didn't get their full deal. They're in total panic mode. But what do you make of that? I mean, this is just crazy.
Censorship, a lot of times doesn't work. It creates the Streisand effect. And it's funny because now you guys are getting, you guys are bigger than ever.
Exploding.
Crazy numbers. And
thank you, listeners, for spreading the word. It's only you. Drudge Report, all of you. It's I love it, though, because they are beside themselves angry.
You know, left-wing media has really been taking a huge hit over the past couple of years because,
you mentioned
loonier and loonier every year. You know, it's becoming loonier and loonier. It's just, and the Onion, I don't even, were these guys popular back during the Obama era? Like, they're cooked. Nobody watches them.
Well, it's new owners. The former censorship czar at MSNBC, Brian Silver's counterpart on CNN, with Bloomberg funding, Bloomberg owns and runs it through every town. So they just got, it's losing money. But I guess they thought these young kids will go out and. Have you seen the comedy they put out? All pedophilic and pro Satan.
Yeah, I remember you showing the.
It's not even funny.
It's weird. Yeah, no, it's nuts. And look, the left is not, especially for young men. They've been ostracizing men and young men, especially the left, for a very long time. And this is why they don't get the male vote anymore, because these guys are over here pushing gynocentric social order norms of women are great, men are bad, toxic masculinity this, toxic masculinity that. So they've lost the male vote for a very long time. And if you look at the biggest left wing. Podcasters, nobody wants to be any of these guys. These guys are losers. Anyone wants to be like Hassan Piker? No. Paint their fingernails black, Dean Withers, Adam Mockler. All these guys are like soy boys. So no one wants to, men don't identify with these types of dudes that are politically correct. It's just, this is not how we are.
And then they wonder why they have no viewers. And then they think if they could get my website, they would be so popular now.
Yeah.
It's and like, no, dude, you'll be, my lawyers, they're smart. They're like, we almost ought to let them have it. It's going to be so spectacular when they're trying to wear your skin. It's going to blow up so bad. And I said, no, it's wrong to let them do it. They're violating my rights. Beat them.
Yeah.
And we are. But, imagine if the lunatics actually did that. Like, they thought they were going to come to the studio, actually host it there.
Yeah.
And it's a big, morally, I had to block it, but I was at a sick level. I was Machiavellian. I've been welcoming this.
Yeah, no, they acquire it and then they try to do a show on it, and it's going to just plummet because no one watches.
Well, it's going to be hilarious.
Yeah, it'll be. Yeah.
Not that it's funny. Not that they're funny, but it's so funny how pathetic they are.
Yeah, because they can't be honest, right? They have to. They got to dance around, race identity. But
they wouldn't do a live hour show like you're doing without days of meeting beforehand and notes and all.
Yeah, we can say this. We can't say that. This is offensive. This is racist.
Although, let's say this. We're so smart. Let's manipulate people.
Let's be politically correct. Let's not offend anybody, but at the same time, be entertaining. It's like, dude, it doesn't work. Like,
how do we say horrible lies and get away with it? Yeah, that's what they're like.
Exactly. And this is why left-wing media is dying, because they can't be honest. They can't be truthful. They're too politically correct. And they're not relatable to the people.
And we all have our own deep research. We're into this. When it looks like we're shooting from the hip, confidence is not shooting from the hip. It's that you've done it so much. And so they have no confidence. But my problem is I'm too confident and relaxed. I got to remember I'm on air.
It's just natural, man.
Yeah.
Well, when you're authentic, you don't have to worry about that, right? Yeah. When you're authentic, it's like you just talk. It is what it is.
Seem authentic, too, but don't you sometimes go, God, I really don't give a shit. I got to give a shit a little more. Yeah. I'll get in front of 5,000 people. I'm like, okay. I got to kind of remember I'm in front of 5,000 people,
Yeah.
Like, I need a little butterflies again.
But that's what people respect, I've realized. Like, people would prefer someone who, is rough around the edges but authentic over someone that's, extremely refined and polished but a fraud.
Well, the problem is when you start trying to think about every calculation, I already know it's right. I don't even need to sit there and think. I don't even think what people think about this.
Yeah. They're walking on eggshells, man, these guys. These progressives, I've never worked with them before. Do an interview with them. Oh, don't ask me about this. So we can't talk about that, blah, blah. They're walking on eggshells all day.
Oh, I know. That's why I get so pissed at people. We've had hundreds of guests go out live and say, I've never done that. But I've had, former hosts do it. It made me really mad, even though I like the person. Just, oh, God, I was so radical. Even he told me, watch it. And I'm like, say what I said it. Well, actually, you didn't. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, ready to, I'm not trying to act. That pisses me off. And I had Bongino, I told about it yesterday, do that. He goes, oh, yeah, I was on a show 10 years ago. And he said, during a break, hey, let's lie to the listeners. You might tell them to lie with me.
The FC thing made him jump ship. I think he kind of came to a place where he was like, okay, I'm the deputy FBI director. I don't really have pull here. Pam Bondi and Cash are telling me what to do. My reputation is getting cooked. What am I going to do? And I think that's a big reason why he left.
Worse than that, though. He jumped ship out of the focus, but kept carrying the water.
You said, well, he jumped out.
He jumped out because he didn't want to be the focal point anymore.
Yeah.
But then he kept carrying the water.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, I see what you're saying.
He's like, I'm Bongino. I'm tough. I'll tell you. I'll tell you what's real. I'll tell you what's not. I'm the Sopranos. And, you know, you better watch it. I'm really tough. And Epstein did kill himself. And Crook sacked alone. And Alex Jones got on the phone and said, let's lie to my listeners. Hey, Mr. Gaines, mind lying to my listeners with me today? I'm like, I've never. I'm always like, hey, what are you talking about?
That's I mean, insane. Like,
happened when he said.
He, like, 3 weeks ago.
Oh, shit.
I saw the clip just out of the blue when Trump attacked me for the first time, or the second time. He's just like, hey, I'm Bongino here. I'm going to tell you the truth. I can't really do his voice. He's always trying to act up like, I'm New York badass. Watch yourself. Alex Jones got me on the phone. I shouldn't have done it, but he told me I'm going to lie to people today. Does that sound good for you? And I said, well, I understand, but all right, I shouldn't have gone along with it. But I can't remember what the lie was, though, but he told me he wasn't going to lie to people. You do it.
Oh, man.
Anyways, I know I'm cussing. I need to stop. He's just such a tough guy.
Yeah, you're cursing more than me. That's how I know it's bad.
He's what?
And I said, you're cursing more than I am, so I know I'm doing good.
No, he finally pushed me over the line with that. I mean, I'm just like, because, I mean, everybody knows, like, I just ask guests, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah, yeah, no. You've always been very transparent about that. Let me talk about whatever. Let me rant about what I want to rant about.
You know, I'm not even defending myself. It's the most ridiculous lie. Imagine telling a lie, like, but there's some other people who've done that, too. Other right wingers. It's like this thing. It's like, I don't know, man. I'm tired of it.
Well, they don't want to lose access to the White House and lose, you know, certain privileges and stuff like that. You know, certain guys just, and a lot of these guys will not criticize the war, man. Like, and it's kind of frustrating. Like, I'll watch, you know, I have an enormous amount of respect. I like Patrick Bet David, but it's like, dude, you know, he won't say anything about how bad this war is, right? And they're like sitting there constantly defending the war, him and
Adam. Well, you know, he's the airborne and officer and all that.
Yeah. But,
I mean, he's in the club.
Yeah. No, exactly. And like, you know, I get it. Like, they don't want to, a lot of these guys don't want to go all the way because they don't want to lose access. The White House, lose their press pass, or whatever it is.
I think it's beyond that. I think
put the information and make the decision. The fifth.
I think Patrick Bet David cares about America. I think he's a good guy.
I agree with you.
But yeah. When you've been spooked up like him from the start,
yeah.
He's just. They're
I like the guy. I do like
the military. Any military. It's just like they're programmed to follow it.
Yeah.
And only when there's a war. He doesn't follow everything else. But once the war starts. I have so many military guys, Delta Force, Army, you name it, foreign government. They go, Alex, it's bad and it's not going well, but now that it's started, we got to get behind it. I'm like, no, because it's going to get a lot worse, a threat escalation. Yeah. They go, well, you're right, but come on, let's.
And this is what I mean, because you're like, yo, how do we solve this? Like, all of us need to stand and be like, yo, this war is bad. But when you got people like, you know, Patrick or some of these other guys, you know, that aren't, you know, Benny, Patrick, Wish Bongino, I wish more of these guys were more.
Well, here's the thing about being, you know, Army Special Operations or that. They're so follow orders, even once they're out, they just can't, like, it's like, that's the commander, you know, they can't,
yeah.
Which is what you want in soldiers.
Of course.
So I'm not
course.
Giving them a pass, but that they're programmed for that.
Yeah, but now with the, you know, the size of their audiences, like, come on, man, you have a duty to, like, you know, number one.
Well, you don't think he doesn't know his audience would get bigger if he threw Trump under the bus? See, the thing is, and I'm not defending him, I had to do it because I have a responsibility when Trump's like, I'll annihilate your whole civilization one day and never return. I'm like,
that was crazy.
And he goes, tune into Levin. Levin's like, use the atomic bombs again. I don't know much about the military, but, and so when they want, and I'm like, okay, I got to come out and say the Weaver Amendment.
Yeah.
If you keep doing that, Trump, yeah, you're like, you know, I was all
arranged.
If he kept doing it, I was on an airplane to belong in the White House.
Yeah, dude, like,
because let me tell you, he didn't listen to the times I met with him to anything I said or he's called me. He listens to being bullhorned.
Yeah.
And I'm not some liberal on a bullhorn. One time I did bullhorn in the White House, it was last term. He talked about it on Fox, got all his attention. So I don't want to go to Mar-a-Lago, but if I got to go, I'm going to go camp out for a week with a gigantic industrial bullhorn.
Yeah, because, I mean, this is very bad. And I wish other people in the right wing, you know, would call him out on this and say this is bad.
I mean, I was buying tickets. When I said 25th Amendment, I mean, I was about to, and he backed off. They said, oh, we're not going to use nukes. We don't mean that. I was like, okay, good. And I said, I don't have to buy tickets. I don't want to confront you. But I have a responsibility. We're getting, like, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde behavior. I got to say something.
No, agreed. And that's how you got to use your platform. Because, like, we don't want an Iraq part two. You know what I mean? We're still paying for the cost of Iraq 20-plus years later.
Absolutely. I also hear, oh, you got money to bash Trump. No, about 30% of my audience wants total war and death, and we actually lost a bunch of sponsors and money. I don't give a rat's ass. Yeah. I came out and said 9/11 was an inside job the first day it happened. I was on 200 stations, so the biggest country. I lost 70% of my stations in a month. And they called and said, stop now. We love you, son. I was like, you know, 27 years old. Shut up. And I didn't. And I was happy to go back to 30 stations. Now I'm on almost 400 and something.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, I'm not trying to brag. I'm just saying, I've been through this. I'm going to do whatever I'm going to do. I don't think about the cost. But if anything, it costs me money to bash Trump.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of money.
And you lose opportunities, too.
A lot of money.
You lose a lot of opportunities, especially if you're in the right wing. You lose opportunities.
Oh, suddenly all these other cool hosts that I like, when they break something, they don't return my calls now.
Yep.
But they
same here. Same here.
But they're sunshine patriots.
Yeah, like same exact thing here. When I was critical about the war, whatever, people that I was talking to before kind of like, I don't know if we want to associate with you anymore. And it's unfortunate, but we got to tell
you. Hey, how do people find you?
Find me, guys. I'm everywhere. Myron Gaines X on YouTube, Rumble, Kick. I stream everywhere pretty much almost every day.
What's your show today?
I'm going to go back to my mail, do Fresh and Fit with some girls later tonight at like 11.
Some girls, huh?
Yeah, we'll have some girls. We need to have you on with some girls. That'd be hilarious.
I don't know about that. Keep me away from the girls. Hey, Harrison Smith takes over now. Be sure and support us. AlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for all the support. We love you. AlexJonesLive.com. Because of God's providence, I was able to get on air in 1994. By 1996, I had a local radio show with number one ratings because Freedom is popular. By 97, I was syndicated. God's hand has been on this operation. It's incredible. We set up InfoWars, the URL, in 1997, 28 years ago. And finally, the Democrats, after almost a decade of attacks, have been successful shutting it down. But they don't control the InfoWar because the InfoWar is not a URL. It is we the people. It is you. And that's where we are right now. So our enemies hope and pray they can claim we've been defeated and you believe the lie and go back to sleep. It's not going to happen. We together, not just myself, but the viewers and listeners and our guests and our crew, are the epicenter of the great awakening against the globalist great reset. So this is your mission if you choose to accept it. Take these two URLs, alexjoneslive.com for all the news articles, all the videos, the live streams, and hit your email list, your text message list every day and say, the forbidden information is here, alexjoneslive.com. And then this URL is just as important, alexjonesapp.com, where you can download on Android and on Apple, the free Alex Jones app with our live feeds, news, and more. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so critical. We have people power. It will override the AI. It will override the globalists. But you have to get excited, and you have to take action. The Alex Jones Network is launched. AlexJonesLive.com is launched. AlexJonesApp.com is launched. Now the ball is in your court in this victory as true patriots, as the vanguard of the resistance against tyranny, as modern Paul Revere's, to take your ride. Do it now and share those URLs, and we are unstoppable.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.